This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do, Stan?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God!
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What did you do last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Paul Perillo.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
And Andy. And Andy?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
Andy Hart.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Some guy named Tom.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Sweet.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. I'm sure there's a babe out there for you, too. Peace out.
PFW in Progress.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred and Tom are here. Paul, Andy, Eric. Is Eric here?
He's here, but he's got a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? So he's not going to be on the show?
No.
Oh, boy.
You want to eat my salad?
All right. Well, Eric's out of practice. Sushil's here, his last day. So he'll be joining us. And we have a lot of people who have comments on our last show. I guess it was a very entertaining show for them.
Oh, good.
And they want to chime in about Eric's new love life and his trip to Egypt and... So we'll get on that, but also we want to talk about the Patriots a little bit. Patriots are having their passing camp as we speak. Tom, you just came from the field. Tell us what's going on out there.
Things are so interesting. When I left, Andy Hart had a crowd around him while he explained how his wife bought him new butt cream for his hemorrhoids. That's basically what's going on out there. I mean, it's just... You know, it's just the simplest drills. Right now, the defense is dominating, both Gutierrez and O'Connell. I mean, they're doing sprints now, so they're done. But Gutierrez and O'Connell were both off today. The receivers aren't open. I mean, you know, Ray Ventrone's playing receiver. Let's be honest.
Did he make any catches?
Yeah, he was open on deep balls twice, and O'Connell overthrew him for interceptions.
You're kidding.
But Sam Aiken can't catch at all. I mean, he'll probably be one of the first guys cut because I think they have guys who can do what he does on special teams, and he just cannot catch the football. When he tries to catch it with his hands, it bounces off, and then he ends up body catching it. Wow. So I don't see him being a very good fit here. Like I said, the corners have been looking good, but they're covering the receivers so well because there's not much out there.
Right.
The best receiver out there probably is C.J. Jones, who got deep a couple of times.
How about Matt Slater? How's he doing?
He hasn't really been doing much. He's been kind of going back and forth, and I haven't really noticed him much out there.
Is guys like Fernando Bryant out there?
No. Dave Thomas is probably the biggest name.
Really?
You know, I mean, let's put it this way. Ventrone had a huge media crowd around him yesterday, so that ought to tell you who's out there.
Okay, so it's just they're just trying to get some tape on some guys that they haven't seen too much.
Yeah.
Rest of the guys, you know, could be here watching film in the weight room, but they're not out on the field because, like I said, they're trying to get some reps for guys that they haven't seen a lot on tape yet doing the stuff the Patriots want them to do. So it's about, 36 players out there total?
Yeah.
As opposed to last week, there were, 75, 76. So about 40 guys.
Yeah, it's a small group, so you can't really do that much as far as defense. You know what I mean? It's just there's not a lot of players out there.
Now, is this the last day?
Yes.
This is the last day.
And then the mini camp will be next weekend.
Mini camp is next weekend. That's a big weekend. That's mandatory, and everybody will be here. And then on that Monday, what is that, June 9th?
Yeah.
We'll be doing taping an hour from the golf tournament. So that's always good because we can get players there. Mm-hmm. And we'll be including that hour on Tuesday's show. So that's coming up next week. And Paul is back. Paul, how you doing?
Good, Fred. How are you?
Tom says it was pretty boring out there.
Yeah, it was boring.
Yeah.
It was, the young guys are out there getting their reps just like the vets did last week. So it's not exactly the most riveting of action. But, you see a couple of guys running around doing some things. And
yep.
It's hard to make any evaluations with no pads or anything like that. But you know.
Was it a large
media crowd?
For
the coaches. No, very, very small today.
Very small.
Yesterday was
Tomasi there?
He was.
Yes. Wow.
It was
hanging in there.
It was two people from the Globe, two people from the Herald. Obviously, your Patriots.com, PFW contingent, which made up the majority of the media. And then, what, maybe Dan Pyers?
Yeah.
From the Bedford Standard Times, that was it.
Really? No cameras?
There was a couple.
I don't know if I saw any other than ours.
Wow.
I think there was one other crew there. That was all I saw.
Well, you'll get the coverage on Patriots.com today. Did you guys blog at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Andy blogged today.
So the card's working now?
Yeah. Oh, it was something with my computer. It wasn't the card.
Oh, well, okay.
And plus, this is the other card that Tom had.
Oh, you had a card?
Yeah.
No, well, Eric had it.
Eric had it. Did he bring it to Egypt?
No.
He thinks so.
He says no.
We'll check.
It was in his bag,
he said. We'll check the charges. See if he was...
Don't be jealous.
I don't think it would work.
Accessing the web on the Sphinx.
Would it work? I don't know if it would work.
If Verizon...
If you get cell phone coverage, it would. I don't know.
I don't know how it works, though, like in other countries.
Yeah. I mean, it's an international call, so...
Well, you'll notice that on the bill, then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, obviously, if he used it, you'll know.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a lot of charges to Delaware, I'm sure, on his own cell phone.
That's true.
That's going to be...
But that's his business.
No, according to Fred, it's everybody's business, because a ton of people emailed him about it.
I mean his cell phone bill.
Oh. I was telling Tom that a lot of people said that Tuesday was one of our more entertaining shows ever.
We were all a little sore from laughing so hard, and I know it. Probably not what the people want to hear when we're not really talking about the Patriots.
Well, that's okay. You know,
there's nothing really going on. He might as well make fun of Eric.
Yeah.
It's off-season.
Unfortunately, we won't have Eric to make fun of today.
Now, he's got a doctor's appointment?
I don't know what
he's going upstairs after the players right now. The players just coming off the field now. And evidently, Bill is going to speak briefly because a couple of people asked.
So Chris will probably tape that?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I know Eric and Andy will be there.
He's not going to. He's going to speak outside, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. On the field.
All right.
Not a formal press conference that would need a camera or anything.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Fred, and I'm being completely honest. This isn't a joke. I think Eric's about done.
You think so?
Yeah. I could just.
I sense that
he's upset with us
on Tuesday. I think that going on that vacation and meeting this girl, he kind of had like a little time to reflect.
You know what he got the answer on?
And just basically asking himself, what the hell am I doing?
Exactly. Right. You know, I was just going to say, he got the answer from you sitting in my office saying, there's got to be more than this.
Right.
Eric got his answer. He found his more. His more was in Delaware all along.
But what's he going to do?
I don't know. I don't think I've worked many a jobs where I've gotten to the end of my rope, and that's what I've looked like.
You know what I'll say? He'll go somewhere where feels he's overqualified. And he'll work. That's what he does.
Right. Well, I sense that.
Yeah.
I really did. Just
poor Eric.
His attitude, just like, you know, he came back without even coming on the show. I mean, I think he had that feeling before he came on the show.
Yeah, I saw him the day. I thought he was here last week, and I wasn't because of the surgery. And I saw him outside Monday when we came in, and I was just asking him questions, assuming he was here. And he was just like non-respondent. And he was like, I'm just not the guy to ask. And I said, you were here, weren't you? And he's like, no, I wasn't here last week. And it was just weird because right from there, I could just tell something was different.
Wow. Well, that's we'll have to keep tabs.
Be a tough blow. We'll need to find someone to do those web updates. I'll tell you that.
He's never really truly adjusted and adapted to the joking. He doesn't like it.
Like he's done his best to kind of put up with it, but Tom's right. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, like I like when you guys make fun of me, like about my nose and stuff like that. I think it's funny because it's true. If it's true, it's funny. He doesn't buy into that.
Well, the difference is, I think,
but
for the opposite reason, we kind of say some things about him, you know, about him being
kind of
pompous and, well, I'm not talking about the other stuff. The other stuff is funny. You know, the gay stuff, we're obviously not being, you know, real serious about. We're just kind of having fun. But I think that he does think he's a lot smarter than everybody else in this room.
Yeah.
That's not funny to him. I think he really believes it.
Like when he says he would never bring his girlfriend around to meet us.
He's being dead serious.
Because
he thinks that we're like heathens and we wouldn't be able to be trusted.
That's degrading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, we're not good enough to meet his girlfriend.
Well, he's also afraid what we might say. I mean,
what? I'm smart.
Yeah.
But, not dumb like people say.
No, I think he's a lot different than we are. He's a lot more serious.
He is.
You know,
he doesn't like the, he said it before, just, he's never been around people that bust balls nonstop. And that's what we do. We're always doing
it. And we're sports guys.
Yeah.
He's not a sports guy. I mean, he likes sports.
Right.
He likes following.
But you can't be around Andy and not take ball busting. Cause that's all that guy does.
No.
I mean, he lives off that.
Yeah.
He's like a counter puncher. He just sits in the office waiting for someone to say something stupid. And no matter where he is, he replies.
But with Andy, you just got to ignore it. If you let it get to you, you're lost because he's not going
to
let up.
How can Andy get to you? That's the part I don't get. Like, he's so stupid.
Right.
How can that get to you?
I can't even add anything to what Tom just said.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how point on it was. Perfect.
He no matter what, he's not going to let up.
Right.
So you just got to either swallow it or leave.
Oh, you're lucky Andy's not here after that line. Swallow it with Eric.
Well, yeah. If he would jump all over that. All right. So Eric won't be here.
Andy did talk to us a little bit about the cream that he got.
I told Fred.
Oh, okay.
I said it was so interesting out there that when I left, Andy Hart had a crowd around him discussing the new butt cream that he had just got from his wife.
You know, to take care of that problem that he discussed on Tuesday.
Wow. All right.
Of course, he said he felt weird putting some butt cream on. So he asked Eric what it was like the first time he lubed up.
Okay. Well, we know that
butt cream. What are you talking about?
We know the guys that weren't at the passing camp. We know they're in town because they were all at the Celtics game last night, apparently. Bill Belichick was there. Teddy Bruschi was there.
Will Fork. Who else did we see? Was Watson there?
Watson's usually there. Yeah.
I saw Will Fork and Bruschi. Those are the only two I think I saw.
So Celtics
Andy
had a
usually,
big win.
Andy usually sees them all. I never pick them out
of
the
crowd. Can I ask a serious question? These are to the people that do the message board stuff, and I'm not being a wise ass. I'm being dead serious. I'm interested in it. When you see, like, Teddy Bruschi at a game, why do you post Teddy Bruschi at the Celtics game? Like, just like, say for me, like when Tony Romo was doing the Cubs thing, I didn't care at all. You know, like, I only care if Tony Romo's throwing touchdowns.
Teams like to show the celebrities that go to their event.
Oh, no, the Celtics.
The
Celtics, I understand.
Right.
But if you're a Patriots fan, do you care that Vince Wilfork and Lawrence Maroney and Kevin Falk were at the Celtics game? Would you like go on a Patriots message board and say, "Hey, Bruschi at game last night"?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering why. Like, what's who cares? Basically,
it's a celebrity sighting.
Although, I know what was really cool. I thought, I don't know if you guys caught this. They had the thing where, you know, someone, he holds the ball
right
for the mascot,
right?
And Bruschi held the ball up for, you know,
right,
the leprechaun, whatever, you know, Lucky the leprechaun,
right,
whatever it's called, and he does that, you know, thing on the trampoline.
That guy's
and,
pretty good.
Whew,
yeah,
and he takes the ball out of Bruschi's hands and dunks. That was pretty cool.
I've seen him do some stuff. He's pretty good, that Lucky.
He's athletic. Now, what are you doing with the tickets for me and my wife?
For what?
The last I spoke, you pretty much told me that, you'd take care of it. Nothing?
For the Celtics?
Yeah, nothing.
Are you kidding me? I haven't
lying your ass off.
Anything about that.
You know, I want, if they can get to the finals, Fred, I want to go to a game to the finals because I've been to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I've been to a World Series game.
Okay.
And I've been to a Stanley Cup game.
Okay.
So that I could say I've been to the champion, at least one championship game for all four sports.
That'd be nice. I think I went to a playoff Celtics game once a long time ago. I'm pretty sure I did.
I
went to the Houston game.
Oh, when they played the Rockets in the finals?
Well, I went to the game where Tree Rollins beat Ainge. Was that a playoff game?
That was Atlanta.
I mean,
yes.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yes, that was a playoff game.
Yeah, I went to that game.
And that was very well put. Tree Rollins bit
right
Ainge, which
the myth,
somehow the myth is
right
that Ainge bit Tree Rollins.
Right, no, it was Rollins beat Tree Bites Man.
Tree Bites Man.
Right. How you doing, Tom?
I'm all right.
Have you been able to blow your nose yet?
Yeah, feeling good.
So it's better? You still sound stuffed up, though.
Yeah, it's not 100%.
When's the voice change going to happen? You sound the same.
You do sound the same.
Well, then maybe it's not going to affect my...
I want to hear Goulet, you know?
That would be hilarious.
The doctor just said it could change your voice. He said to me, like, when you walked into this office, you sound like you really had a bad cold. You know, maybe my voice won't change that much, but I definitely feel that I can breathe a lot better.
Well, that's good.
But it's still, like, in the stages of clearing up, so...
So, no, you can't tell if you're going to stop snoring yet?
It's not gonna stop me from snoring, but it'll help me because I can actually breathe through my nose. Like I was telling these guys yesterday, I decided to run some sprints at the track because I was thinking, well, before I couldn't breathe. That was probably the problem. That wasn't the problem. I did like three, and I could barely move. I'm just out of shape, like you, Fred.
I just thought it would have been funny when you said that the doctor mentioned that your voice could change if it went in like a big extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, like all of a sudden you got this real high Mike Tyson voice, or if you got a Goulet voice, that would have been. We could have had some fun with that. Gary would have put something together.
Josh from Arlington says, if Eric is leaving, can I have his job? I'm an attorney looking for a career change and a reason to move back to the area. Hopefully his salary is in the six-figure range. forget that.
I was going to say.
This whole show doesn't make six figures.
You must be terrible attorney if you want to come here.
Not counting Fred. The rest of the panelists of this show do not make six figures.
By the way.
Combined.
Have you checked out pfwinprogress.com?
I have not, but that was what Andy and I were imploring you to buy that domain name.
Jamie in Wales has already bought it.
Right, so we're out now.
He's created a site. And
it's up.
It's up. It's just a temporary page right now. But from the looks of it, he knows what he's doing on the web. So it should be a pretty good site.
I'll send you a good picture, Jamie.
Actually, your picture on there is pretty good.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the better ones.
You're all right, then. You do fine. I have the worst one because I think I know this is the one that they use for me.
So pfwinprogress.com. We have a fan site now.
Okay.
So
now, what's going to be on that site?
Who'd have thunk it, Fred?
What's going to be on there?
He says there's going to be bios of us and, all kinds of things. Feedback from fans and things like that. And we should have, like, an order menu up there and a phone number so people can send in their orders.
Now, are we supposed to go on there and do stuff? Or
I don't know. It's a fan site.
Actually, this is pretty good pictures of all of us except that you have your eyes closed, Fred.
Right.
But everybody, I mean...
And that was Andy when he was on the roids.
We all look normal, but you know what's really striking there, Tom? Look at the difference between the size of the head for me and Andy.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm half the size of his
head. People say that it doesn't look like Andy has a big head.
I don't know where they're coming from.
Take a look at that picture and tell me Andy doesn't have a big head.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's two Erics.
Yeah. It's huge. All right, so pfwinprogress.com.
You can also look at this picture, and if you were playing, tell me which one doesn't fit. You can understand why Eric's looking for a new job.
And apparently, Dan Twogender has gone around and taken our orders because Ethan Hackett is buying us lunch from the Stoneforge today.
That's wonderfully generous of Ethan.
So that's great.
You ever been there, Fred, the Stoneforge?
I have.
That's a phenomenal place.
It's a really good place. It's expensive, though.
But I'm just saying if you're going and want to watch a game, it's a nice place.
Very nice.
Mini Gary, where's the deal with Big Gary today?
Gary has a meeting.
Penske file?
Yeah, he's got a meeting that he's in. So he won't be. He might be late.
Stay late and a dollar short.
So what else, guys?
That guy's life.
Andy should be coming after player availability.
What else? What do we have out there today, Tom? Anything that's even remotely?
I mean, the quarterbacks didn't look good. The receivers didn't look good.
The defense was dumb.
Now, when you say they didn't look good, what do you mean by that?
Let's go positive, Tom. Let's go positive.
No, I said the defense.
The defense was dominant.
Yeah. The quarterbacks were off, Fred. They were throwing the balls high. I mean, they were. I told you, Ventrone was open for two deep touchdowns, and they underthrew him.
he's actually telling the truth.
Yeah, that's amazingly. I'm telling the truth on that.
Who was covering him?
Will Hyde on one.
Yeah.
Ran right by him.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if it was like one of those deals where he was watching the ball and adjusted to the ball. But he did get open twice deep, and the balls were woefully underthrown.
Yeah, poorly thrown passes.
But even, see, I would agree with Tom about his characterization of the quarterback struggling, not necessarily because of the 7-on-7 work, because I do think the defense really blanketed everybody.
Yeah.
But even before that, they spent a good half hour or so with Josh McDaniels doing a whole bunch of different drills, mechanics stuff, footwork, arm slots, throwing motion. And even then, I thought both quarterbacks, Gutierrez as well, a lot of fluttering, a lot of high, passes that are sailing on them.
Yeah.
I'm wondering maybe, and Andy kind of came up with this, if they're really trying to redo O'Connell's mechanics. And, this is where you start, obviously, at the beginning. You don't want to get them in bad habits and then try to break those. You get them early. And I'm wondering if they're both trying to kind of rework some things because they were that off target that it was kind of striking for drills against air. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Okay.
Same 36 guys out there today, by the way. 21 and 15. 21 offense and, oh, it was the other way around, 21 defense.
I think it was 21 defense.
15 offense, something like that.
And this is the last day.
Yeah, no. 21 in blue shirts, 15 in white shirts. That's the last day we have access to, yeah.
Will they be here tomorrow, just kind of doing without access?
I would assume, yeah. But
okay.
I don't know. Maybe they did Monday through Thursday. Maybe they won't be.
And then what time do they show up next week for the mandatory minicamp?
Well, our access is the 6th and 7th. I'm sure that they have something on the 8th that we don't have access to.
That's a Sunday.
And then the 9th is the golf tournament on the 9th.
Okay. Because really, when you think about it, it's almost like a month-long camp.
And it's over.
You know.
By the way, our life is over already. It's unbelievable how fast it goes when you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but after the mini camp, it's over. It's done until training camp, right?
Right.
So we got that little window, and then it's kicking it up again.
Yeah, it'll go from June 10th to what, July 20th?
Yeah, that's really the downtime in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's
when the really coaches take vacations. Yeah. That's it. That's the only time of the year that they have.
There's not many signings.
You know, Bill will be down in Nantucket at some point late in June, I would imagine.
Yeah. But he's been getting around. I guess he's been.
Yeah, that's what Paul was saying, and Andy was saying that he's more. What did Andy say? More sociable.
He's more social.
Social this year.
You're seeing him at more events than not just the Celtics. Obviously, they've been in the playoffs, so there's been reason to go to Celtics games. But like the University of Florida stuff, the Final Four.
Yep.
Things like that, and interesting.
All right. Dan's there. Dan, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
4-0 New England! What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
They say with a 9-month CD, you can't see your money for 9 months. What if they said you couldn't see the stars for 9 months, or have a hamburger for 9 months, or hug your dog for 9 months? That's just wrong. This is America. You can have a picnic on the beach in December, celebrate Christmas in July, go to the Lincoln Memorial at 4 a.m. if you want. And at Bank of America, you can get your money in our risk-free CD after 7 months, 7 weeks, or 7 days. So there's no risk that you and your hard-earned cash can't be reunited when you need to be. The risk-free CD from Bank of America. You're free to do what you want, and so is your money. This is America. Don't you belong with Bank of America? Bank of Opportunity. Visit bankofamerica.com/americasaves.
No early withdrawal penalty for withdrawals after 6 days from account opening or 6 days after any partial withdrawals when reinvested in a Bank of America account. We may require 7 days written notice of withdrawal. Member FDIC.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day at Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
All right, welcome back. And as promised, Ethan Hackett has supplied us lunch from Stoneforge. Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you, Ethan Hackett. I'm always just amazed at our fans and our listeners when they do this. It's just too much. It's overwhelming. You know, I feel like...
You need a moment?
I might. I'm getting a little verklempt. But thank you, Ethan Hackett, for providing today's sustenance.
Excellent.
Just excellent. Now, Andy's back from camp, and I'm going to make him talk because he wants to eat. So I like making Andy do things he doesn't like to do.
First of all, why is there no bacon on my burger?
All right. Anyway, what's your take of practice? Tom and Paul have given me their analysis of what happened today. How about you?
Well, I'll start with the football stuff. First of all, Bill Belichick spoke with us after practice, addressed the media, talked about a wide variety of things. Not surprisingly, answered the question of, is this more of a teaching camp or an evaluation camp with teaching? One word. But he talked about, I thought, some interesting things. He talked about the wind. He said, in getting used to the wind and throwing the ball. So maybe we should ease off a little on our boy O'Connell. Maybe he's getting used to the, is it windy in San Diego?
At times. They're on the ocean.
Oh, but he was getting used to the wind. He mentioned that. Another interesting note out of Bill, I'll say first, is that he talked about roster limitations and was asked specifically about punter. Could they go to camp with three punters and let that play itself out over a long period? And he sort of alluded to no. So I would expect at least one of the punters to get the boot
right
in the next few weeks before training camp because of the limits as they start to sign rookies to their contracts. As far as on the field... I didn't think it was all that exciting. As I said, I thought the quarterback struggled a little bit throwing, but they stood out. My boy Vince Redd has stood out over the last couple days, working hard through sprints, although he finished well in first place yesterday, and apparently some of the veterans got to him and told him to ease off because he wasn't running half as hard today and not embarrassing
this
everyone.
This is union. We can't have that.
I think Dave Thomas is the guy that probably got to him, one of the more experienced players on the field who ran in his group and was trying to compete with him. Other than that, what else do you want to know about? There wasn't really...
Well, I asked these guys
boring.
About Matt Slater and Ventrone. What's your take on Matt Slater?
My take on Matt Slater is I've seen nothing that he is all that skilled of a football player. And he, as we've said all along, he's going to have to make his money with pads on special teams, being a super-duper gunner, wedge-breaker.
What about speed?
I haven't been overly wowed with his speed. You know, he certainly isn't one of those guys that stands out as fast,
right.
Ridiculously fast. So I haven't, you know, I'll wait and hold judgment until he has pads on and I give him a chance to play real special teams.
Now, after Bill spoke, did anything happen?
Yes, I will say, and I just told these guys off the air, very interesting meeting of the minds. And to paint the picture, we meet with Bill on the corner of the practice field near the stadium before he heads down the stairs and into the locker room. After he had his group session, he walked away, spent an extended period of time with Mike Reese of the Boston Globe in a one-on-one setting. And then when that broke up, John Tomasi of the Boston Herald grabbed Bill, didn't grab him, but got his attention. And they spent a few moments, I wouldn't say, you know, 30, 45 seconds, but seemed like a while for those of us who were watching while trying not to stare. But, you know, John Tomasi said something to Bill. Bill appeared not angry, not, you know, just had a sort of a normal face, certainly much less of a angry face than I've seen in a press conference directed at me. So maybe a little bit of mending of the fences there.
You know, it was my feeling that he's done, Tomasi, that there's no way that he can function in our locker room because players just won't talk to him. But, I mean, if there is a little bit of melting of the ice here, you know, I can see Belichick saying to his players, look, I'm going to leave it up to you whether or not you want to talk to him.
Well, I will tell you, and we actually spoke about this when we were discussing this topic a couple weeks ago, Dean Pease said hello to John Tomasi and almost sought him out. And we remember John wrote the piece about Dean and his music and all that. So it's certainly not a organizational mandate, don't even look in his direction or talk to him.
Right.
I mean, guys that, and I would expect that'll be the same with the players. Players who have talked to him in the past, I think, are going to talk to him.
Well, I think overall, I think Americans and most people are forgiving people. I think, you know, in this country,
not
we
Patriot
like,
fans.
No, we like to build people up, and then we like to tear them down. But I also think,
and when then stand by their rehab.
Yeah, and I think when people screw up and they admit it and they come clean, I think in overall people are pretty forgiving and they like to see that, and they're willing to take him back into the fold. And this might be one of those cases,
well, the reason,
as egregious as it was.
The reason I think that he would have a hard time covering this beat is really has very little to do with the locker room, because I don't think the players really even that registers with them. Who, you know, there'll be some who won't talk to him. There were some that didn't talk to him last year, and it had nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
They didn't like him,
right?
You know, for whatever reason. And I'm sure that there will still be some that do that, but I don't think there'll be very many that say, that's the guy that wrote the Spygate story, the videotaping story, we're not going to talk to him. I don't think that will happen very often. Now, I think he runs into trouble. He's not getting anything from the inside from anybody here. You know, whether it be a coach, a scout, Scott Pioli, he doesn't have any of those. Forget about it. Just forget about it. He's
but
not
I'm
getting
not sure how much of that he was getting before this. I think most of that goes in the direction
probably,
of one paper.
Probably very little.
I think he's done a good job as a reporter cultivating other sources and other finding ways to remain competitive.
Right, and he has. I mean, there's no question.
So what changes?
I just think it's
his
very,
medical sources aren't going to not talk to him now, right?
I don't know. That's one that I was thinking, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, if that changes, then maybe. But by all appearances, they're making an effort of keeping him on the beat right now. Although
he
is flying to Baltimore to cover the Red Sox.
But he flat out said in his apology 2 weeks ago that he plans on staying on the beat. So I don't think he's planning on leaving.
Right, well, we'll see how that works out.
Bill also spoke actually for an extended couple questions about going to the Celtics and enjoying that, and that organization's been good to us and the players, getting them seats and taking care of all of us over there, and you know we're really rooting for them, and I hope it doesn't come back for Game 7. I hope they finish it. And then I said something about a good seat, and he goes, "Yeah, right down there on the action. It's like a bunch of tight ends going at it out there, very physical." Sort of an allusion to what we were talking about, Paul.
But once again, we hit it right in the head.
The theory sort of that they used against the Colts way back when, that they're not going to call them all. Let's be physical with the receivers until they stop. And that's clearly what Detroit's doing to the Celtics. So the Pat Riley, Bill Belichick theory of defense. Bang them, and bang them again.
Oh, yeah, you guys watched the broadcast. They were talking about that with Van Gundy and how Riley used to say, just foul every time. If they call half of them, we're okay.
And Bill has Riley's in that circle, right? He's crossed paths with him, and he had dinner with him in Miami 2 years ago. I believe it was. He's part of that, the Bill Belichick inner sanctum of coaches and the Tony La Russas and Bill Parcells.
You definitely, early on in a game, try to figure out what the threshold is for the refs. Are they going to let me get away with this? And you keep doing it until they call it.
And you know going in that the NBA, that their MO in the NFL, is they let more go physically in the postseason because they don't want to be changing games with their whistles.
Although the flagrant foul early was not a flagrant
foul.
No,
it was a terrible call. And as Van Gundy said, it'll do the Celtics no good when it's rescinded tomorrow.
Right.
But we should be talking about football, probably.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, so
the emailer said that the last show was one of our best ever. So Eric's not even here. No.
Eric's, that's okay, because he wouldn't be talking to us if he was. He's mad at us.
Did anyone ask?
Oh, is he mad?
He seems to be very upset.
Wait a minute.
No, I said to Fred, I said, I'm being dead serious. I'm not joking. I think he's about done.
I just have the vibe
from him, and Fred feels the same way. He said he got the same vibe.
I sense that. I sense that from the minute he walked in the room.
Now we're really talking about his future here, like on a radio show.
No, he just didn't seem, you know, even when he's upset
he doesn't
with
like us.
Well,
he doesn't fit in. He doesn't like us.
I can understand him not liking us. We're not a likable bunch.
I agree.
Bunch. You know, I can understand.
I think we're pretty
likable. Sush likes us. He actually calls you Mr. Kirsch every time we talk about you. It's kind of annoying.
I think if you have a personality.
Yeah, but Sush's career doesn't depend on working with us.
Yeah, but I think if you have a personality.
He knows that there's
a sense
there's
of
a light at the end of the tunnel.
Why could you along with us?
Well, he lacks those two
I
things.
I like everyone.
Well.
I don't. In this room?
Andy hates everyone. I like everyone.
I generally dislike people.
I know you do. And it shows.
And it shows.
Yeah. I can't help it.
I understand.
I don't work well with others.
All right. But I sense that even, you know, in the past, I know when Eric's getting upset, but the minute he walked in the room, I could tell, like, he had been on this trip, some good things have happened, and I know that he reflected and said, what am I doing with my life?
But
I need to change my
life. I think that's true, but I think it's mildly ridiculous. Like, you're on vacation halfway around the world. That's what vacations are. They're an escape from reality.
Right.
If he was rich, if he was Tom Brady, he could do that all the time, and he would have a great life. But those are escapes. It's like going on your honeymoon. You love it. You drink at those resorts.
I worry about him because I think he's setting himself up for a big fall. Because
you think?
I've been on these vacations. It hasn't happened a lot. But, you know, when I was younger, you meet some girl on a vacation.
Yeah, you told us.
And you try to, like,
right.
correspond with her, and it never works out. It never
no, I
works
know.
Out.
But I think you hit it on the head, Fred. He's just not a sports guy. I mean, he likes sports, but he doesn't want to live it.
Right.
We
right.
want to live it. There's right. a difference.
He wants to live art.
You know, and we were in a locker room. You know, so we were on teams with guys, and that's what sports teams are. You
know where you're going with this.
he was a kicker.
But you know how it is when you're on a sports team, you fool around and you joke and you bust
See, that's the thing. That's a good point, Fred. You think being on a team like that, he'd be used to this because you figure the kick, like,
well,
the teams I've been.
Still, that's still questionable. Whether or not
right,
he would,
right, yeah. But you think like the kickers take a little
at BU,
you know, a little ribbing from the teammates. You think he'd be used to that kind
but
of
my
thing.
Guess is he's been taking and taking and taking all his life. He's always been the guy getting made fun of. He's small, he's artistic, he was a kicker. All these things are cliches that people like me make fun of.
Well,
right?
So, no doubt.
I think
he goes on a trip to Egypt with these people that love Egypt. No one's making fun of him.
I think we're going to have an intervention where all you guys, you know, make up to him.
I think you're going to have an interview process and hire somebody.
I don't think we've done anything wrong.
What have we done?
No. I thought we were being fairly kind.
He can shoot back anytime he wants.
I don't know that I'd say we were kind.
Well, you know, I don't think we were overly mean. Any more than if Tom came back from a vacation.
That I agree with.
And had stories.
We treated Eric like we would treat any of us if we did anything.
Right. I don't think we're any different to him.
Right, two-gender?
You know, than we are to each other, so.
That's the thing. It's not out of the ordinary. It's just with him, it seems like it is because he doesn't take it well.
Tom called Sush an Iraqi.
I asked if
he's
was
known
Iraqi.
For a day and a half.
Now I
don't see what's wrong with the question.
Now, if I was Eric, I wouldn't have told us any of what happened. I would have just said, I had a great time.
If I had some of the feelings he had, hell no, would I have been telling any. I wouldn't have told my twin brother or the closest person to me.
No.
I fell in love over the last week.
Yeah.
Hell no, would that be coming out of my mouth.
So I wouldn't have done that, but he did, and so now it's out there.
That's right. It's the rules we work under. Once it's out there, it's fair game.
Paul, how are Sush's wings? He's shaking his head, yes.
Not bad.
Now, these are, Sush, get the mic.
These are a day old.
I'm going to ask you a question.
He actually used the recipe that was in a Patriots yearbook.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Years ago.
Who's it from? Where's this?
I don't remember the guy's name. It was,
Todd English?
It was in the 2003,
I'm kind of being serious. Todd English had recipes. Oh.
Todd English wrote the huge story about all tailgating.
Oh, okay.
We got different, favorite tailgating recipes from fans. It was probably, what, six or eight of them that we had? I think it was 2003.
Yeah. Right. What are these called?
And didn't have a name. It was equal parts honey and salsa, marinated for 8 to 12 hours with 8 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce. And then you bake it for about 40 minutes. I did like 6 pounds, baked it for about 40 minutes, and then threw it on the grill.
6 pounds, and you brought in 5 wings?
What do you live with, 35 people? Where'd the rest of the wings
go? How many wings did you eat last night?
Last night for dinner. Well, my whole family had
them. Oh, your whole family had them. Okay. So you like to cook?
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Grilling.
Well, grilling's not cooking. I grill, but I don't cook.
But you have to be good at it.
I'm a good griller. Ask these guys.
Yeah, Fred can grill. He can grill.
Fred knows his way around the grill.
Yeah.
Except when he realized he was rich and just had somebody else do it.
Well, I wanted to enjoy it. Every year I have a big cookout
at
my house.
Fred can cook a hamburger.
And I did all the grilling. And you know what? We have 30, 40 people there. So that's all I'm doing. And last year I finally got a caterer.
See, I consider that cooking. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's heating up meat, basically.
Well, do you prep work?
For the ribs.
Dry rub and stuff like that?
Yeah, for the ribs. I did some prep work, but
that's what I do. I think that's fun.
You like that?
Love it.
I can't stand cooking.
Maybe he has more in common with Eric than we think.
I like eating. I don't like cooking or cleaning. That's about it. That's why I like.
Yeah,
it.
I agree.
You don't like.
That's
cleaning,
why I have no money. Is because I eat out too much.
You don't like grooming.
I like how he says I don't like cleaning. Like people are lining up to clean the house.
Everybody loves to clean. I like how he says I don't have any money.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, you have no money.
I don't have
fair
any
to
money.
Who? Bill Gates?
Oh, by the way, someone Andy offered. I think it was Josh. Offered to take Eric's job when he leaves, as long as it pays 6 figures. To which I,
does that count the two after the decimal point?
I responded that the three of us combined don't make 6 figures. So
I got a question for
this
you.
This is
Andy.
A labor of love,
right?
I got a question for you because I know you watch this from time to time. That ridiculous spelling bee is about to start. Don't you feel like some of those kids now know that they're on TV and are basically acting?
Yes.
Because they showed some of the highlights from them, and I'm like, this is kind of annoying. It looks like cheap reality television.
Yeah. The kid that the chicken have large talons clearly did it as a prank.
Oh, that was just funny. But I think Tom's talking about the
weird
series.
Ones.
Yeah.
But I think some of them are weird.
Like the girl who screamed out the letters.
Right. Some of them.
The guys that hit each other.
Yeah. Basically trying to figure out who's really weird and, gets beat up on the playground and who's making this up. Is this on right now?
They have
it's coming
clips
up,
from it.
Yeah. They're showing
they
all the clips.
In
I just think
again?
It's so funny. They put it on ESPN.
No, now it's on ABC in primetime, isn't
it? I don't get it, Fred. I look at that and I just say I don't get it.
Now, Seuss, you're a math guy, right?
Yeah.
But do they have math bees or math contests, right?
Are you a mathlete?
I have no idea.
Oh, you've never been involved in one
good.
Of those?
No.
No?
You're not a mathlete?
No.
You know, Maura O'Brien was a mathlete.
She's a mathlete?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really?
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
You ever in a math club?
Nope.
So I remember in my high school we had math clubs, and one of the kids that were in it, his name was Doug Carey. He got an 800 in his math SAT. He was very smart. But then he went to jail because he was creating crystal meth in his basement. So they arrested him.
No, I don't do anything like
that. That was almost my second snarf of the week.
Now, are you a good writer?
Decent. My dad thinks I'm good. I don't know what that means, though.
So. Nothing.
Nothing. Your father has to say that.
Yeah, I was just wondering because it seems like those... Isn't it on the opposite sides of the brain, those two things?
Well,
like,
supposedly the left side of your brain controls the right side of your body, and that's...
Like, or you could be like me and can't do any math, and you're a writer, but you're just not a good writer. And then what are
so
you going to do?
If you're righty, you're usually more math, science.
Exactly.
You're
home
a lefty,
away with souls.
Because that's controlled by the right side of your body. You're more creative. Are you a lefty or a righty?
I write lefty.
Do you write lefty?
But I do all
do
my sports right-handed.
Do all your sports right-handed?
So you're just weird.
Lefty?
Seems like kind of a waste.
I'm ambidextrous. It's a good thing.
Are you really ambidextrous?
Yeah.
So you can switch hit and everything?
I don't play baseball.
So that means you can live in and out of water?
I can throw with my left.
You can?
Yeah.
Same exact?
Not same exact. Not as strong.
So you're me. Every once in a while, I throw it around lefty and go, look, I can throw lefty.
I'm guessing that he can throw lefty better than you can throw lefty.
Maybe.
Probably.
It's debatable.
All right. Joel from New Hampshire says, I'm actually trying to listen to you live, but as usual, Real Player sucks, and the stream breaks up every 10 to 15 seconds.
Hey, Gary's here.
So one second I'm hearing about Andy's big head. Next I'm hearing Casale talking about Bubba being open in the end zone. I'm looking at pfwinprogress.com, and I never quite realized just how big Andy's head is. Either that or Paul has a real tiny noggin.
A little bit of both involved in that.
And why is Eric there? He pretty much hates all of you, and he kind of looks out of place anyway. Anyway, on to football. So far I've read about Gutierrez and O'Connell taking snaps, but how about Castle? Is this not meant for him, or is he just polishing his skills for his new career in the produce section at Market Basket?
That's not what we're looking for. Yeah. But yes.
He'll get a better job than that.
But Castle is not here today. Right?
No, he's not.
You want to eat my salad?
He's not one of the 36 guys in the field.
And they are not taking part in meetings. The only guys that are here as veterans are guys that are finishing up their requirements of the off-season program. I asked Bill specifically.
Okay. And, hey, maybe when Eric leaves to marry his Delaware girl, you guys could hire Castle. He sounded pretty good in that piece with Welker. Wait a minute. Did I say the words Eric, girl, and marry in the same sentence? Wow. I just... must be passing the Skittles now. Anyway, have a great one, guys, and keep up the good work.
Let's go deeper into this, and I'm not talking about football,
Skittles?
I'm talking about Eric.
You want to eat my salad?
Remember when he told us that it doesn't matter to him if he could find a girl?
Right,
and I told you that's not normal.
It was like a week ago, before he left.
Right. This just goes to show that he's a liar, and that any decent girl that wants him, he'll glob onto her and not let her go. I mean,
or any decent girl who just talked to him during a week-long trip.
Right, because can you honestly say that you went from having a mentality of not caring to a week later you find someone that you met on vacation
for five days, and you
realize that's the girl. If I do get married, that's the girl.
And she's probably telling her friends, well, we're going to kind of see where it goes, blah, blah, blah. Eric's buying a ring.
No, well, and her friends are saying, well, those, you know how those vacation things go. Yeah. You know.
I think she's keeping this under wraps.
Name's Francis Sawyer.
Although
everybody calls me Psycho.
They do have an ongoing Scrabble game online that they've been playing. Why is that
he's
not
an,
out there?
He's an internet boyfriend. That's what he's going to turn into, an internet boyfriend.
Hey, guy.
And she'll be hanging out with real guys in Delaware. He's done.
Gary.
She'll be hanging out with real guys.
Sam, can I ask a question, Fred?
What?
Did you go to PFWInProgress.com?
I remember when I told you to buy that? Yeah.
And you said, I'll buy it.
I yelled at him.
It was free back then. It was out there. You just could have bought it.
Look, now this guy's going to charge us like six figures for the domain name.
We'll let him do his fan site. That's fine. It looks like he knows what he's doing.
Can we do? It does look good. Yeah. It'll be better than Chris could do. Yeah, no question.
Now, I got to say, he found a way to make us all look normal.
Chris does some awesome graphics on our site. Have you seen what?
Well, show them to me sometime.
It looks good.
The only thing is you have to do Shift F5 to see them.
True. Ferreira sucks. Merry Christmas.
Now, is this guy going to have us do like live chats on there and
stuff
too? I don't
know. We'll see what he does.
What's he going to have us do?
If he doesn't do a good
live
job.
Chats. I'll go on there and answer questions.
Yeah, oh, sure you will. You love to interact with people. Like that time that guy wanted your autograph and you pretended you were talking to somebody else. You're a real man of the people.
I was Tom, did you forget who he is? Andy Hart, man of the people. Him, the West Virginia coal miners, you know, Andy Hart.
Like you know when Andy goes home, he loves to bring work with him. You can't even get the guy on the phone, for Christ's sake. He's going to go on his computer and answer questions.
He loves to bring his work home with him.
I can't even tell you what the perfect example of that is because
when
it would be insensitive
came out
at this time.
Fire water. I think,
wasn't it this week last year that Marquise Hill passed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you wouldn't know by reading Patriots.com.
Whole news story. I never knew anything about it. Last night, I put that thing on. You see that train crash or whatever? It was on all the news.
Yeah, that was awful.
Sean from Alberta, Edmonton, writes in. I know it's the off-season, Edmonton, Alberta. So things are a little slow. I've got a few questions, both Patriots-related and otherwise, so here it goes. One, I'm really excited to watch Michael Crabtree play this fall. He had an amazing season last year, and I want to see if he can improve. That being said, how does he compare as a prospect to Calvin Johnson? I know when Johnson came out, everybody said he was the best receiver prospect in a long time. From what I've seen on Crabtree, he's not quite as big or fast as Johnson. Still, you can't argue with that production. It's pretty remarkable, even in Texas Tech's offense.
Well, I don't know what you mean by not as big, because the guy's huge. He's definitely not as fast. He's not even, I mean, he's more of a Michael Irvin type of guy where he's got good speed, but Johnson is phenomenally, you know, he's really quick.
What's Crabtree's makeup? Because part of why everybody lusted after Johnson is he was like the perfect human being. He was a great athlete, a great teammate.
I don't know much about that. He toys with a lot of those guys that he's playing with right now. You know, obviously, when you take a guy of that talent and put him in that system, you're going to come up with those crazy, ridiculous numbers. I saw an early mock draft for next year that has him going 11 right now. I mean, I know it's far away. But I would say he's just a slightly below Johnson as far as
You know what else is slightly prospect. Below the Johnson?
You know, now.
Is long, but distinguished.
Because you're going to have. So he's. The problem with him is when he comes out, you're going to have that. Well, he played at Texas Tech.
Did he redshirt?
Yeah, he's. Whatever.
Did we talk about
no,
this?
No, he
already?
Was a true freshman.
So how's he coming out? Doesn't he?
He was a true freshman last year. I'm 99% sure.
But he's eligible in this upcoming draft somehow.
You go to like a military.
Maybe he had a post grad year or something.
I checked it, and based on the year thing, the age thing. He can come out.
It's
next
3 years after you graduate in class, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a redshirt year.
Might have my answer about his academic standing and some of his intelligence and classroom
stuff.
But
I mean, he's a heck of a player from what I've seen of him so far.
Sean, second question. What do you think the chances of Tomlinson falling off the map this year? He had that injury at the end of last year, but damn, he sure tried to go in that playoff game. Maybe I'm being a little harsh, but I could see him having a Sean Alexander-like collapse. Obviously, the Chargers disagree since their backup plan consists of a white guy who played fullback in college, although I hear they picked up some guy named Kaysan that is supposed to be pretty special, so maybe he could play some offense and help pick up the slack.
Hester's their backup running back?
What do you think of Tomlinson's
offseason?
I believe
Hester
is a tough offseason.
Running back.
Hasn't he, Tomlinson?
In the PR standpoint, absolutely. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It might have been one of the weeks that you were building the museum.
Doing Brian's job for him.
No one had a worse, say, 15 months than LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy who I don't think you could have found five people who had bad things to say about him. Now, it's almost like it's completely reversed. You know, he went from a great player who handled himself perfectly off the field to a guy starting with that Patriots loss in the divisional playoffs. Just can't seem to say or do the right thing at any turn.
Yeah.
It's
really stark.
I don't think he's going to fall off the map, but I do think it'll be interesting because the best way I can describe that locker room last year after that loss was sometimes we know things that we can't say on the air, and we try to make it so you can kind of read between the lines. Those players didn't say anything directly about Tomlinson, but if you looked at their facial expressions and their body languages when they talked about Rivers and then talked about Tomlinson, it was almost like they were telling you, we're disappointed.
Well, it was polar opposites. You had Rivers out there basically when it's called leaving parts of your body out. I mean, he was leaving it out in the field,
And
Tomlinson was sitting on the bench.
And like it's
wasn't
like,
even watching
but
the game.
It's like we said at the time, if he couldn't go, he couldn't go, but the actions on
right,
the bench
right.
made
support
it so bad.
Support your teammates. Take an interest in what's happening. I understand, you know, I'm assuming he's disappointed because he couldn't go. But you got to go get past that and support your teammates.
And now he's addressing, you know, thoughts of calling it a career early, you know, retiring at an early age. And, you know, when you start talking about retirement, you're one foot out the door.
And that was the one thing I would say about the email, you know, is he going to fall off the map? It depends on what you're considering falling off the map. Do I think he's going to rush for 800 yards? No. But do I think he's going to put up another 1,900-yard year? No.
Which, by the way, regardless of any of this other stuff, his production is likely to start to come down to reality.
Right, like it did last year. I mean, last year he had a great year, but not based on his year in 06.
I mean, how many running backs have multiple, like, 2,000-yard, 28 touchdown? There's a short window there.
That's why, you know, there's a school of thought that people say, I don't necessarily want to take a running back in the top 5 or the top 10 or invest a lot of money in a free agent running back because there's just a lot of wear and tear on those guys, and you never know. You know, Sean Alexander, we talked about this on the show as well, had a great career. He had a really solid career with Seattle. He rushed for 10,000 yards and over 100 touchdowns. That's a great career. But he went from the 05 MVP to now he can't get a job.
And the problem is they gave him the huge contract when he was just about done.
But you mentioned the numbers, too. But now with him, a 1,400-yard season looks bad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always think Dickerson's one of the best guys I ever saw. He went for 18 and then 2,000 with no quarterback. Those are hard to put two seasons like that together for anybody. Barry Sanders is another guy who did it consistently. But those kinds of seasons are few and far between. So if you go 1,350 for Tomlinson, most backs would kill for that.
And most people are going to say that. See, he did. Right. And that's why I made the qualify. I agree with Tom 100%. He rushes for that, and people are going to say, yeah, he fell off the map.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Boy, would Lawrence Maroney like to fall off the map.
No kidding.
He'd like to be on that map.
Sean, third question is, when do you think the Patriots are going to lock up Vince Wilfork long term? I'm tired of watching them wait until the last second to pay their young talent. I kind of like the approach that the teams like the Eagles take, where they redo contracts of young guys years before they expire and replace them with really long-term deals.
Then those guys hold out.
Okay. You mean like Mike Vrabel and Ty Warren,
right.
Richard Seymour,
Tom Brady. They've done both. Even if the player outplays
you can't do it with every single player.
I mean, they've done that with a lot of players.
Probably.
No. And I mean, we've been as
how
critical.
Many have left? Samuel. Right. Branch.
We've been as
Gibbons.
Critical.
More have signed than have left.
We've been as critical of the Patriots for their dealing with potential free agents as anybody has. I don't think this is really a legitimate criticism. I think that they have more often than not re-upped the guy generally 2 years in advance.
Right.
Right. So, Sean, you need
Jarvis
to look,
Green,
you need to look beyond Sante Samuel and
yeah, it's not 100%. It's not 100%,
right.
But for the most part, the guys they've wanted to keep. They've locked up 2 years in advance, and I think that they will do that with Wilfork. I think the delay here is what we talked about on Tuesday, the uncertainty going forward a little bit with the labor situation, which doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a deal. I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker for Wilfork.
It'll just change it.
Yeah, it's going to change probably some of the parameters, and they'll have to work that out. They'll have to get creative, as we were told.
Did you see him sitting next to Glenn Ordway last night?
I
that
did.
Was a funny pairing.
See, that's why I told you. Andy sees way more of these people than
who was next.
Who else was there besides
Glenn Ordway?
Wilfork?
Was,
Will Fork was there.
Bruschi,
Bill.
Bruschi's wife.
Yeah, I did see Heidi.
I don't know if that. The guy who used to work in marketing for us was sitting on the seats by the Celtics.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what I call him? That word we're not allowed to say anymore.
Oh. Rhymes with Soosh.
Unless, of course, he can get me a lucrative marketing deal.
what are you marketing? Head size? Hats? Extra big hats for the big and tall?
I have things to offer.
Big and tall hats, Tom.
John from Lynn says, no rant for me today. I'm taking my meds. Do you guys really think that GP, Chad Groinpool Jackson, is going to step up and be the number two receiver?
By GP, I mean
Chad Groinpool Jackson. How has he looked? How is Bethel doing in Canada?
Has he ever pulled his groin? He had a hamstring issue, and then he tore his ACL.
Tore his ACL. I don't know. He might have had a groin problem last year.
Who knows? Anyway.
Yeah, I do think he's going to be the number two. Whether he's good at it, we'll find out.
Come here for your Patriots coverage. Who knows?
I think he did have a groin problem that missed it.
John says, I'm keeping my sentences short and simple so Fred can read them.
Ooh.
So far, he's butchered my email so badly that I barely recognize him during the podcast. It's hard to communicate when your punctuation is moved all over the place. How can an editor of a newspaper be semi-literate? Just kidding, Fred. I subscribe to your paper. So what does that say about me? F you.
Maybe that's what, Josh, if you're interested, that guy Josh that wants to have Eric's job, we are in the market for an editor that could make things a lot easier around here.
Copy editor?
2 days a week, Fridays during the season, and late night Sunday. Excellent hours.
Not much pay.
Not much pay, no benefits.
Speaking of that, Sawyer, whose real name is Josh, from Waterloo, Iowa.
Has he been out of the loop for a while?
Well, listen what happened. He said, the past weekend I lost my grandpa's house and wood shop that he built 57 years ago, my grandma's house, and an aunt and uncle's house in the tornado that destroyed Parkersburg, Iowa.
That sucks.
And that was like the worst 300-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, this world's about to end. Every time you turn on the TV, something...
There are a lot of these.
Natural disasters
It does
going
seem
on.
Like the weather has been more severe in the last, say, 5 years, 10 years.
More tornadoes than I usually...
But I guess those things are... Because you always hear about, like, the great hurricane
right.
of, like, you
yeah.
know, 1908 or whatever.
52,
and
61,
so maybe
whatever.
Those things are all cyclical. I don't know.
Anyway, he says, I spent the day rummaging through the debris to find any scrap that was left. When I got home, I downloaded the podcast, and you guys gave me some comic relief from the tragedy. So thanks for the laughs.
We aim to please.
It is amazing how a guy rooting around his anal cavity for whole Skittles can make you forget about everything else. And, Eric, I feel in love with my wife, and I knew I was going to marry her within 2 weeks.
Fell.
But I don't know.
Gary's shaking his head.
But I don't know how that applies to homosexuals. He's not. He's not homosexuals.
Are you sure?
Fred's a little worried now about any possible lawsuits.
Seriously, I was telling my wife about the show, and keep in mind she has only heard one or two shows. I told her about Andy's roids, a different kind this time. I told her about the Skittle.
Oh.
She was disgusted and said Eric fell in love, and immediately she said, "With Egypt or a guy." He's getting a bad rap.
Now that's funny.
That is funny. Fred, you know those brokeback cowboy boots that Eric wears that we call them?
I've never seen those, no.
Oh. Well, he has these cowboy boots that are kind of undrafted rookie free agent cornerback out of LSU.
Ish.
And the girl he met
undrafted
has the exact same boots.
Shoe-ish.
Oh.
undrafted free agent of LSU-ish.
I'm not so sure she knows Eric's not gay. I think she might have thought she found, like, girlfriend on, you know, a trip to Egypt, and it's Eric.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
But I think he's all in. He is, like, all in. And I'm worried if he gets cashed out.
But I'm telling you what's going on here. He's going to stop working here. He's going to move to Delaware. I can see it now. I can see it.
He must be all in because to tell us, you know, he must be really.
He's leaving soon. That's why he's telling us all this, because he doesn't really care anymore what we say. He's done.
But
he won't be here for training camp.
She might not be in Delaware. She's in college. Eventually she's going to get a job and move on and realize Eric.
Listen,
I'm telling you that Tom is hitting this nail so hard on the head, it's ridiculous.
I don't know what she's going to do. Probably run. I'm telling you what he's going to do.
I can't possibly. I don't think I've ever agreed with him any more than I do right now.
I can't believe we're discussing this on the air.
Dana, Zeb Collins going to get the Bulls job. Didn't he already have that job once?
And he doesn't have Jordan this time.
Didn't he already find a way to not win titles with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen?
Dana in Brighton, England, during the 05 season, I believe it was Paul Perillo who asked the listeners who was the only Patriot to lead his position in Pro Bowl voting.
Dan Plecko.
I said Patrick Pass, which was the answer, and Paul acknowledged that I was correct. He then said something along the lines of, if I had a prize to give you, I would. The time has now come for me to claim the prize in the form of a free T-shirt.
Well, Fred, we don't actually have them yet.
Fred, let's effort.
Who's
that.
This, Chris Ferreira?
So let me get it straight. We're going to get these gift. T-shirts in, and all these people, you know, are going to start calling and say, you owe me a T-shirt because I did so.
I say
such
screw
such.
Them.
We have used that line more than once in the past.
If we had prizes, we'd give you one.
I'll tell you what, though.
If we had a budget whatsoever.
No, when we do get the T-shirts, I will be sending T-shirts out to those people who have been
the Hall of Famers.
Giving us lunches. And,
yes.
Yeah,
but we're kind of like the NFL, where they said before the June 1st date or
right,
whatever,
right.
if you did stuff bad, we're not counting that. You start now. So unless you've bought us 100 lunches like Chris Simonelli and is it another Chris? Who's the other guy?
Chris Bronx. In the
Chris
Bronx.
In the Bronx and Chris Simonelli. You're out.
All right. Okay.
It's about moving forward.
You can't be giving out all these free T-shirts.
I'm here to talk about the past.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address,
508-543-7482.
That's webradio at patriots.com.
If this was a movie, they'd show it like 10 months from now where we have just these boxes of T-shirts and we're giving them away for free.
Guess we should have given those away. Call in now if we ever promised you a T-shirt.
I get a call. Who ordered these T-shirts?
They'll be like Patriots United's taking up space everywhere.
Kirsch, where did these who authorized these T-shirts?
You can burn those with the books.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Mish in Montreal says, so Eric actually made it back. Everyone was pretty fearful when they heard an Egyptian tour bus crash during his trip. I figured it was probably his fault, though. He's such a pompous ass that you felt the need to interrupt the tour guide and insist on correcting his pronunciation of the local attractions. And then you noticed the guide was actually a 12-year-old boy. You decided to engage him in fisticuffs. That wasn't what caused the crash, however.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
As the toddler handled you with ease, the bus actually only veered off course when the preteen guide decided to celebrate his kicking of your ass by giving you a Brandon Merriweather right there on the bus floor, which, of course, you enjoyed just before his bus hit your Sphinx. I mean, the Sphinx. Maybe that didn't happen, but there's no way I'd rule it out.
His bus hit your Sphinx.
Now, that's just not right. It really isn't.
It's tremendous.
It's not right.
I love Fred after the fact now. Yeah. That's just that's not right.
Best part is I think Eric's probably upstairs listening.
See, Iggy's from Madrid. That's not far from Egypt, is it? Madrid?
Well, sort of is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, he says, so Eric went to Egypt, met a girl, and refused to ride a camel. No way. I bet the girl rejected Eric, and as a consequence, he rode the camel. Or even worse, both the girl and the camel refused to ride Eric. Oh, see, now that's just not – it really isn't. I mean, what TG says, Tuesday's show was so entertaining, I had to listen to it again. Now, let me see if I get this correct. Eric hated being called gay all the time, so Chris Ferreira told him to go to Egypt and find himself a wife. She'll be the one who can beat you in Scrabble. Meanwhile, Tom has an operation on his proboscis. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Does that mean nose?
That's his nose.
That makes him gay, but he's fine with it because now he'll get laid more often, which should really help him adjust to his new home in Vegas. I guess we now know how that Skittle got where it is. Andy has had hemorrhoids for so long he's developed Alzheimer's and Tourette's syndrome-like symptoms. His memory is failing. He says unfiltered, rude, and obnoxious things with inappropriate detail regarding personal matters about himself and his coworkers, and he continues to think everyone is gay.
Paul, well, I was right with Tom.
Paul is feeling left out because Eric won't invite him to his wedding in Delaware, a wedding that most likely will never occur. This begs the following questions. If Lori beat Eric in Scrabble instead of eating a salad, would Eric have gone to Egypt at all? Will Fred's next big idea be to develop a car that runs not on gasoline, but government-subsidized soap slivers? Who will leave PFW first, Eric or Tom? If Andy didn't have his lower intestinal issues, would he be gay also? Paul isn't gay, even though he enjoys going to weddings. Did Gary did Gary ever find that Red King, and does he even want to fix his mic? And lastly, just what did we learn, if anything, about football at all during the show?
Nothing.
How about a Ted Nation round of applause?
Well, see, that's the
thing. That's wrong.
But that's a good email, TV.
That's the thing about Eric is that he provides, you know, with the entertainment, he's good. He's part of the shtick. He's there, but he doesn't embrace it. He doesn't like it.
Right.
You know, everybody loved that show.
Right. It was one of our best shows.
I think he fixates on the fact that everybody's laughing at him and not so much with him.
So what do you think about this invention? Okay. You take showers, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
You soap in the shower?
Yeah.
Do Iraqis shower?
He already said he was an Iraqi.
Now, you know how you're using the soap and it gets down to that sliver?
Yeah.
And you just don't know what to do with it. Okay, yeah. So I invented soap with a slot. Basically, when you're done with the sliver, you take your new soap, you take it out of the wrapper, and you shove the sliver into the slot, and it becomes part of the new bar, and you never waste soap. What do you think of that?
Probably feel pretty stupid for calling him Mr. Kirsch now.
That's good. Tom.
Since you're my boss, I'm going to respect you, but I think I just throw it out.
Just throw it out, though.
Just throw it out.
But in this green world that we're supposed to try to be living
in, green world, it's soap, right?
It's soap.
I bet you're wasting.
So you're not sitting there with that little piece of soap for like 2 hours trying to decide what to do with it. You just throw it out.
Since Eric's not here to fill me in on all the stuff that I don't know, what in soap, the manufacturing of soap, is harmful for the environment?
Oh, every
like, day. Why does it have to be? Why do we have to go green in terms of manufacturing
the
soap?
The more you throw away, the more it just adds up. It's just, you know.
You know, you can put it out in your garden and it drives deer away.
Is that right?
I know at least Irish Spring does.
Really?
I don't know if it's all soaps, but that's certain true. Soaps drive deer.
And
when
Jared Puffy used to always wear that Irish Spring sweater? Yes. Talk about gay.
All right. A little hot or not hot. This is from Alex. Ready? Bonnie Bernstein. Hot or not hot?
Not hot.
Not hot.
Just okay.
Never
nose
seen her.
Bigger than Tom's.
Not hot.
Disgusting.
Not
hot.
Never seen
terrible, that. Terrible woman.
Erin Andrews.
So hot.
Erin
oh,
Andrews.
God.
Smoking
yes.
Hot.
So ridiculous. Hot.
That's why she's on the Wall of Fame.
Rachel Nichols.
Not
oh,
hot.
Oh, God. Not hot.
No, Fred,
not
thinks, hot. Fred
you know what?
Hot.
I'm going to say she's hot.
Because you like her. Bah!
Melissa Stark.
Hot.
She's hot.
Pretty hot.
Christina Akra.
She's pretty hot.
She's hot.
Hot. Hot.
Wendy Nix.
Not hot. Oh, jeez.
These are all mighty.
There was not a tough call in the group. It was. They were all either obviously hot or disgusting.
Not hot.
Oh.
Let's see.
But many people believe she's hot.
But we haven't discussed why Andy doesn't think Bonnie Bernstein's hot in a long time.
Because she's a terrible human being.
Because she, what did she do to you?
She chastised
completely
Andy on the Drew Bledsoe injury situation.
I hate her.
She abused you.
She did.
Where's
she
her
really
career
did.
Now?
She's still working for ESPN, right?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering, where's her career?
Well, you do know the whole story about
employed.
How she left.
I know she
pretty
left.
Sure her career's
she was
than yours,
she was forced out. She was forced out of
only
CBS.
I can't
for rumors
to
of improper behavior.
Right.
We don't want to forget that.
Right.
She did what?
She was forced out of CBS.
Supposedly, there's rumors that she had her way with a backup quarterback.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Was it a backup quarterback here?
Not a Patriot quarterback.
I heard improper
Bonnie
relations
you know
with...
What? That's not what we're looking for.
We have Bonnie Bernstein on the rack? Wow.
Oh, well that...
Yeah, how did we get that?
What's that?
Was that before or after she yelled at Andy?
After. But wait, who'd she sleep with?
I can't say.
Don't know.
It's not, you know, it's just a rumor.
But that is why she was let go.
Isn't that what we do?
That's what happened, right?
Right. Inappropriate behavior.
No, why are we? It's somebody on the Patriots, so we
right.
can say it.
We just suddenly drew a line in the sand of what we won't cross.
Rohan Davey.
Oh. Okay.
Let's see.
I thought that was somebody else.
It was.
It was Melissa Stark.
There were a lot of different rumors out there, Andy.
These poor women, they make it to the top of their career and everybody
what
just
about
assumes
Melissa
they
Stark?
Slept. There were same rumors about it. There are always going to be
rumors
about women.
A buddy of mine, his best friend in New York, he went to college with Melissa Stark, and his friend dated her, and he said that she really likes it in the can.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to guess that was not what we're looking for right
oh,
there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got to get that resume together.
You're going to have to delete that one off the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, we don't delete anything anymore.
Alejandro from Bogota says, I found a Troy Aikman stat that got me thinking. He's the winningest quarterback of any decade with 90 wins. I did the math for Tom Brady, 86. What's your opinion on that stat, besides that Brady is a very successful quarterback?
Whoa, wait. What? Wins in a single decade?
Yeah, Aikman owns the most.
Doesn't Brady have 08, 09 to get... Four more
right.
wins.
Okay.
Now is that regular season? Is it everything? I know that they do say that about Aikman all the time, but I don't know exactly.
Isn't it going to be rendered irrelevant though when Brady wins a minimum of 10 games?
Oh
the next
yeah,
two
well,
years?
Brady.
No, but those are in a decade, right? Not like over a 10-year span.
It just
yeah,
says
it's, he's always
of
any decade.
I always think
of
that
a decade,
those
yeah.
those stats I think are
luck.
Well,
you have to have started right around the beginning of the
exactly.
decade.
Exactly. It's like,
tribe.
Yeah, it's like, that's the word I was looking for, but Eric wasn't here to give me my vocabulary lesson. Like in baseball, they always have the winningest pitcher of the decade. And it's just, to me, it's a guy who.
Happened to start in 1991.
Played the most yeah. years in a decade.
It is dumb.
You know, and obviously.
Now,
Aikman
of any
10-year
period
night.
Ever would be good.
Doesn't mean that Brady's not incredibly impressive to have won 86 games in the, in this decade. Right. It's amazing.
And Emmitt Smith has the most rushing yards in a decade. I mean, because he came in at pretty
right.
much the same time. So,
Alejandro also says, I personally think that our great run of Super Bowl wins is almost done. Sorry, Fred, I had to say
wow.
that.
Wow.
Well, it ended 3 years ago.
On a lighter note, is it true that Andy Hart said last Tuesday that only a certain type of person could develop a six-pack? Or is he just a lazy bastard
oh, yeah.
and started blaming it on genetics?
No, there's
right.
definitely genetics involved there.
He's right.
Without a doubt.
There's some people that wouldn't work out nearly as hard as me that have a ripped six-pack just
right.
because of the way their metabolism is.
And then there's people that can do crunches and sit-ups and everything forever.
It's the same thing with the bicep. It depends what kind of muscle
yep.
head you have to get that. Some guys don't work out hardly
right.
at all, and they have that ball there because that's just the way their muscle is.
Kinda
yeah,
like
speaking
me.
Of that.
That's why I have to always make
strippers.
Sure I have long sleeves on so you guys don't get
strippers who's out there flirting with Lori on the internet and making her a friend on MySpace. She went to your page the other day with you flexing your bicep on the front of your page.
Strippers has a
Seems
page?
Seems like he's a little... Yeah, it's in that whole MySpace or
really?
Facebook generation. Seems like he's a little into himself. His picture is him flexing, showing his muscle on the front of the page.
Uh-oh.
Tom would be okay with that.
I got tons of pictures. Of,
oh, man.
Every picture of me is that of me doing that. But I do it as a joke. It's,
right.
You know, I
yeah,
got,
right.
No,
right.
but when
right.
I was... No, when, I was
no a, when skinny guys do it, it's a
no,
joke.
When I was a younger meathead, I did it seriously.
Right.
And now we have so
now
many
you're
pictures
an older
of it.
Meathead.
Now I do it
and
as
it's
a
joke.
And to cover up my fat ass.
Let's see. On the phone is Mike and Sharon. Mike, how you doing? I haven't heard from you recently.
It's been a very busy off season for me, Fred.
What have you been doing?
Mostly work, but I wanted to talk about Mike Richardson and what's the deal with him. Do you guys think it's just, you know, him coming off of his injury, or do you guys think, you know, he may be starting to slow down and was never really as good as we saw him last year in training camp?
When was he good?
Well, he had some good coverage last year in training camp, and some people were even thinking, you know, maybe towards the end of the year he could come in as sort of a slot guy.
Why are we
receiver.
I'm just wondering, why are we concerned about anything this year? Like, why, you know, assuming that he was at a level last year, which
right.
I kind of agree with Tom, I'm not sure he ever achieved any sort of level. He got hurt in preseason. We really never saw him play. But
yeah.
what is it making that he's slowing down? What has he done that you think he's slowing down this year? We haven't really done anything yet.
Well, supposedly he looked really bad in coverage yesterday in the off-season programs.
Oh.
Yeah, I wrote he looked a little rusty. I thought, but he's coming off that injury. Here's my opinion. I think since I've been here, he's the most overrated player that I've read and seen. People think like he's going to come in and make this big contribution. I didn't see it. I saw him get burnt for a touchdown in Carolina on a slant.
He got reps. I don't know whatever it was, late second group, early third group, he was getting reps. That's where I think people said, oh, well, Bill Massisi.
And I don't think they were nearly as deep last year. Now you bring in the guys that
they
brought in this year.
Because, first of all, Asante Samuel wasn't here. So the top guy was gone. Everybody was filling in. And
Wilson was in and out.
Yeah. So they didn't have numbers. He got some reps. And I think people jumped to the conclusion that, wow, a sixth-round pick that Bill's given reps to, he must. Yeah. Let's not forget, too, he also had a knowledge of the system coming from Notre Dame, which may have given him – we talked about this when Randall Gay started. You have a step up. You know the system.
It's a mental edge.
You're automatically moved up the depth chart a little because Bill can tell you to do something, you do it.
And I will say this, too, for the fans. And, Mike, this isn't meant to be a shot or anything because you're certainly not alone. A lot of people think like this. I think one of the things that can best endear a young player to the fans, those late-round draft picks that somehow get hurt and get get on IR – become much better players because they didn't play as rookies. And I didn't mean anything sarcastic by that.
I was thinking, why? They practice all year?
I just think that Mike Richardson, had he not gotten hurt, likely would have been cut, and we wouldn't be talking about Mike Richardson.
Right.
And because he's on IR and they keep him, it seems to me...
It's the unknown.
Yeah.
Fans assume...
He got an injury. He broke his thumb.
But fans don't assume that. A lot of fans assume, if you go to the chat boards, they use that as a roster spot.
I think that's
an issue now with, you know, getting in trouble and these guys. But fans assume a guy is, quote, stashed on IR. If he's a draft pick, a developmental guy, they assume that that is something that Bill likes in them and then he develops them. Whether that's fair or not, that's for the NFL to decide.
See, what I look at is when it's a late-round pick like that, I don't really think there's any need to necessarily stash him. Unless you're talking about like a quarterback.
Right.
You know, we joked about that with Kingsbury. You know, even though he was a late-round pick, you put a quarterback who shows any whatsoever glimpse of promise, just like they didn't want to get rid of Gutierrez last year. You don't want to risk losing him by putting him on the practice squad. But I'm sure that Mike Richardson, if they wanted to keep him on the practice squad, they could have kept him. If he didn't get hurt, I don't think you would have been dealing with him having this much, pub in terms of the fans, this much promise for potential or whatever. Maybe he'll prove us wrong, but I really didn't see a whole lot last year in training camp. And I fall back, Andy, on your comments from the Notre Dame coaching staff that said he's got a lot to learn about playing the position.
Right.
Basically, he's not really that physically gifted to play in the NFL level.
Yeah. And one quick question for Fred. Do you have any idea when the Patriots are getting their rings?
When they're getting their AFC championship rings? I don't know. I haven't heard word one about it. I think there's probably going to be there won't be a ceremony.
I was going to say this would be one of those things they'd probably just give it to them.
And they
right?
might have them already. I mean, it might
yeah,
be
normally,
it's in your locker when you get here one day.
When they got their Super Bowl rings, it was always this next weekend. It was always the Sunday.
Always mini camp.
Yeah, it's a Sunday after mini camp.
You're right.
And I haven't heard word one about it.
I don't think you will. Giants are getting theirs tonight at the Tiffany's in New York on a blue carpet event.
Big day for you, huh?
Good for them.
What?
Well, we know how excited you get when the other team wins. So.
No. And I also want to tell you, when you were talking about Cliff Kingsbury.
Actually, they're giving Andy one for all his help.
You know what? He should get one.
The first one I got.
For all his help.
I was going to make a joke, by the way, when you talked about Cliff Kingsbury, like leaving him out there as a quarterback. I was going to say the guy from Tampa would take him because he takes all quarterbacks, but I couldn't think of his name.
Gruden?
Yeah, him.
No, I haven't heard anything about
Lost it,
Mike.
You really have lost
it. He'd be the only one there who would hear anything.
Yeah, because he's the only one here who's going to get one.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay.
All right.
See you later, guys.
Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
That's Mike and Sharon.
I was dead serious.
I got a question for you guys. I got home the other day from the doctor's, and Jim Rome was on because I leave the TV on for the dog because I'm crazy. And he was in a rant about the Patriots, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. He said that it's wrong for Goodell to say that this IR thing – if they got proof of that, that they won't be punished any further because this has nothing to do with Spygate.
You're right.
It's not videotaping. And he said there's already been an ex-player who's come out in the media, Ross Tucker.
You're right, but you know
I'm
what?
I'm just asking what your opinions are. He said now, he goes, if the Patriots do anything wrong now that's not associated with Spygate, do we just assume, well, they've already paid for it? And so what would you say to people who bring that up? This is a totally separate issue.
If they do anything wrong from this point on, I think it was screwed.
See, I kind of agree. I think it was another misstep by Roger Goodell. In this, for whatever reason, he can't seem to handle this Patriot situation the right way, in my opinion.
Well,
because Tom, what Tom just said is absolutely right. If you're going to say this infraction is one of those slap on the wrist penalties, I would tend to agree with that. I don't think you need to like take a fourth round draft pick away or fine them for this or whatever. But don't tell me they've already been punished for it. Your punishment that you handed down,
you said
was for their very serious infractions with Spygate.
Right.
So now don't lump in other things that they do.
You're absolutely
with this.
Right. I agree with that. However, Goodell knows if he were to now impose another penalty on the Patriots,
then say that.
It would open up the floodgates because at that point the Patriots said, all right, wait a minute. You know, let's talk about some other teams here. I mean, yeah,
the three teams that Ross Tucker played for.
if you want to do a full investigation of every little thing that the Patriots have done wrong in the last 8 years, you got to do the same with every other
team.
But
my point, Fred, is to say that. No, you don't have to say those words, but say this is not a punishable offense. We've dealt with it. We've told them it's on the if we find out they're doing something again or whatever, they violated a rule, we dealt with it. We handled it internally. Don't tell me they've already been punished
right.
for it.
They haven't.
Because they haven't been punished for this if they in fact did this.
No, they haven't.
That's,
I have no problem with it. That was Rome's argument.
I want to punch Russ Tucker in the face.
They didn't serve any time for this, Andy. That's my point.
No, but don't you get that sometime for time served?
But Rome's argument is something different.
But they haven't served any time for that.
This would be like saying that a guy got charged with murder improperly, okay, and then they found out that he committed another crime. Well, he didn't serve time for the other crime.
Right. You can't have double jeopardy, which is you can't be found guilty of the same crime twice. But this is a different crime.
Now I'm more confused when I start.
It's a different crime. If a guy is being held, you know, for a year for some, you know, infraction, and then he gets found guilty, and then the judge says, rules, okay, time served. He already served a year, and that's what he would have gotten for a punishment. That's time served.
But, you know,
but if you find out he committed another crime, you don't just say, well, he already spent a year in jail. He's already served the punishment. It's a whole different crime, if true.
So all Goodell should do is fine him $100 and say, we're even.
Or say, I don't think it's a finable offense.
Well,
he did say it was a finable offense. I agree. Yeah. That's why it's another misstep by Roger Goodell.
So that's my point. He should have just said,
they haven't been
if
fined
so, I'll
for
fine
this.
Him the $10,000 that it normally is.
Right. He would have been much better off saying that.
Roger.
Let's see. Matt from Ireland.
Another donut.
In Belfast writes in. He says,
Who's this?
Matt.
Is he a new one of them?
He says, you guys do a great job, except Eric. What does he do again? If I came over there, I would punch him in the face and take the rest of yous out for drink and show you how to drink.
Yous.
Except for yous.
You'd show me how to drink. I'd puke.
Yes, you would.
So some questions. Do you think it would be worth trying to get a new puncher that can actually kick a deep ball?
There's three of them. Well, there's two new ones.
How's this Dragovusis doing?
Inconsistent. He looks like a young punter. My guess is he's going to go the Robbie Gould route. He won't latch on here, and in a couple of years, you'll see him punting somewhere at a decent level.
You know what I thought about that? Remember that Brooks Bernard guy?
Yep.
I thought he was going to be one of those guys. Because I thought he had a big leg.
Eight.
But, yeah, it didn't happen.
You know who doesn't have big legs?
Sean Crable.
But I do think that's – I mean, are we just going to assume Hansen's back, or is it –
after watching him punt, I won't assume anything.
Based on what Bill just said, my guess is he's going to keep two, and it's going to be Dragosevich and one of the two veterans. So my guess is it'll be Hansen because he has a comfort with him.
Yeah.
I'm just piecing this together.
Yeah, no, I would assume that you're right about that. But one thing that I was kind of confused with Bill on, if you only have one kicker, then wouldn't you then be able to have three punters?
But didn't they only have one kicker last year?
Yeah. But he's saying, like, for the roster spots, probably don't want to have three punters.
Well, he didn't say specifically don't want to have three punters.
No, but you got the impression that he kind of...
He was asked specifically about punting and went into a whole roster thing without the Europe.
And you interpreted from his answer that more than likely, before camp, one of those guys is going to be gone. You're probably right. But I'm just wondering if, you have to save that roster spot for camp when you're probably already saving one. You probably only have one long snapper. You probably only have one kicker. You know, doesn't that allow you maybe to have an extra specialist at punter for a week or so?
But he might kind of include all those specialists as you really can't have any extras. Because he need in camp, if you're down to camp bodies, you need those other guys. You need the Ray Ventrones of the world to run around in the third and fourth quarter, to run around in camp when Teddy Bruschi gets a day off. You need, you know, a scrub linebacker to play. So those guys are absolutely useless other than the 30 seconds a day that they actually kick for.
So you think he's trying to eliminate even more?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think if they had a punter, like a surefire, he's our punter.
He'd have only
there'd
one
be a punter, a long snapper, and a kicker. And he'd just monitor them by not kicking.
And they would just use the machine?
Yeah. Because I think he sees now a limitation has been put on him, and he needs the guys that can actually do four or five things.
How important do you think this thing is? It seems to be like the topic topic
nothing.
Du jour. I don't think it's that big a deal. You're talking about
who business is
five
business
or six
is being
guys?
Done. Yeah, I just...
I don't think it's... I mean, the only thing I wonder... The guys that start camp on PUP, you know, the training camp PUPs,
yep.
they count toward the 80-man
right.
roster. And I suppose if you have a significant amount of those, you could run into a numbers problem.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing I would submit that could be a problem.
By the way, Terry Glenn starting to play his old self and get into a feud with the team, huh, out in Dallas? He even used the same phrase. He said, you do the math.
Now, let's recap. You know I'm taking the under for wins for the Cowboys. Let's recap the offseason. We have players
he's
throwing one of the team leaders under the bus saying he had a terrible season and he's not here and he's taking vacation at the wrong time. Now we got Terry, and by the way, that player, Roy Williams, wasn't even talking to the coaching staff up until last
right.
week. We now have Terry Glenn fighting with everybody. That's a disaster
the
waiting
ship
to
is
happen.
Sinking.
But these are the early seeds, you know what I mean? Like, when we said let's watch the Cowboys early on, this is early on. Like, these things, then
right.
now you got the Pac-Man Jones
Terrell Owens is commenting on league matters.
Yeah. And you're going to have those cameras there for HBO, and it's just these are the type
that.
Of things that lack of structure and control bring. And
right.
when the season starts, they start at Cleveland. That's a pretty tough game. They lose that game, watch out, because they have the Eagles the next week, and the Eagles have dominated them over the years.
More questions from Matt. He says, "Who do you think will be the backup quarterback, Gutierrez or O'Connell? Castle can play left back in the changing room." Now, what does that mean?
He's left back in the changing room.
The backup is going to either be Gutierrez or Castle, in my mind. I don't think he's going to give a rookie.
Yeah.
A raw rookie that
you know, I don't think Gutierrez polishing. Has looked great.
Who
no,
would you rather?
One of those two, I think. Don't you agree that one of the two that have been here?
Yes, but you know my feelings. So now I'm cutting two guys. As I said out at practice, looks like we're
oh,
going
yeah.
with Brady and no net.
Yeah.
Well, unless they go, unless
they
go
he
with
was
O'Connell.
Cutting Castle, and, Gutierrez, and O'Connell after
unless
today.
They go with O'Connell and sign a veteran quarterback free agent.
Sure.
Boy, that, we've been saying that for a while, too, huh?
That's a possibility, and we know that they wanted to do that with Vinny last year, and Vinny got scooped up by Carolina.
Who would you rather have as your number two wide receiver, Jackson or Gaffney?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Really? Right now with what you know?
I like
Gaffney's
upside.
A slot guy.
Right.
Gaffney's the second slot guy.
Plus,
yeah. good
I don't
guy.
Care if he played the position. I like upside.
Good guy to have guy to have on the team, Jabari
let's
Gaffney.
Say right
I was
now,
wrong about him. He's a better player than I gave him credit
let's
for.
Say right now you had to cut one of those two. Who would you do?
Oh, Gaffney.
You really?
Yeah.
And you take the you roll the dice on Jack.
I roll the dice.
And
I know what I have.
I'd call his home 2 weeks later and sign him back if I needed him.
That's part of it.
How is Wheatley looking at passing camp? Do you think he might start sometime this year at corner?
Far away.
Wheatley starting? I doubt it. I think
how's
he'll
he looking?
I think he'll be a member of the.
Okay. I don't have great vision, and they've been doing all the defense on the far field.
He has great speed, though. I will say that.
Yep. And I'm over the wrist thing.
He also thinks we need to get James Laurinaitis next year because he just found out that he's the animal in the Legion of Doom.
You just found that out?
Yeah, that's...
Where you been, man?
I've been wanting to do the little rush forever.
That'll be good because he can get swallowed up by big blockers and never make a play. So.
Never did a guy make a better decision than not coming out after that game. Remember, we all came in and said,
he stinks.
That was amazing, too, because we all watched it separately. And I mean, the whole country
right.
had the same...
Yeah, it wasn't like we were breaking new ground, but we did all agree.
And that, and then Matt ends his email with some nasty things to say about Eric that I won't read.
Why?
You see,
drawing lines in the sand left and right now?
Luckily, Eric was able to read them because Fred made the great, great executive decision to let those emails go to Eric,
right,
who probably got a gun to his head right now.
Kind of like when he said, here's the surveys, read all of them, Eric. I hate Eric. I hate Eric. Eric sucks.
We had these reader surveys. We got like thousands of people, you know, that listened to the show. They gave some feedback. Literally 80% of them had a negative comment about Eric. He gives them to all of us. Why don't you guys read these?
Steve in Amherst, New Hampshire. I think that Eric's lady friend is just made up attempt to deflect gay jokes. But just in case Snuffleupagus does exist, you really should not discuss her on the program because you will destroy any chance he has with her.
True.
I don't care.
Assuming she listens, but I don't think she does, right?
Well, based on the way Eric talks about it, she's far too cerebral to listen to this program.
And he would never tell her about it.
Ashamed of us.
I asked these questions on Ask PFW, but you blew me off. So here are my questions again. Is there a schedule of training camp in July?
No.
Not yet. Which ones are open to the public? Ones that are
open
to the
public.
No,
this is why we blew you off.
Is beer served? Yes, it is. And finally,
Are
we allowed to tailgate in the parking lot? Yes, if you want to.
Is there still a parking lot?
Yeah, there'll be a parking lot.
What is tailgate in the
parking
lot?
There's like 17 million piles of dirt out there.
Where's those answers?
Last year, they used to park where there's dirt now.
Believe it or not, that stuff's going to be open by the time training camp starts.
On July 20-something?
You bet.
No, it isn't.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Get the out of... No chance.
No, I cannot. I am serious.
Those are all those things are going to be open by the time camp starts. Those piles of dirt are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Those buildings that have no interior walls, no windows, no doors, no paint are going to be open.
Incredible.
You're so full of it.
It's incredible.
It's got no chance of happening. I don't care whether you think it's incredible or not.
Okay. Kieran says Tuesday. Somebody's at the door right now. Who is it?
It is Brian Morey from the Hall at Patriot Place. Now it's time for smartass Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word.
Maybe if Brian spent a little less time doing these audio things and actually doing his job, Fred would be around to play more often. Today's, in light of Eric's new friend in Delaware, is and Ethan, who provided a phenomenal lunch. Very big fan of the steak rolls. It's Delaware Doggy Treat. That's Delaware Doggy Treat. And I need to ask a question. What does the word gine mean? G-I-N-E.
I don't think we're supposed to say that.
Idiot. But JJ.
I was like, did he really just ask what that meant?
I didn't know what it meant.
Todd in Nova Scotia says, hey, Tom, here's something funny. I was listening to some past shows, and Andy mentioned that his hat size was 7 3/4. Now he says it's 7.5. Time to go back on the HGH. And Eric needs to lighten up. I'm guessing he's an only child because you guys treat each other like brothers.
Yeah.
Don't tell him this, but I think he's a smart guy, but not as smart as he thinks he is.
No question.
You just told him because he gets the emails.
I'm willing to bet Andy and Paul are as smart as he is. Sorry, Tom, but you're sorry, Tom, but you're strong in no football.
I don't debate that. I don't pretend to be
smart. You
know
what Eric mistakes?
I don't read books. I don't.
There's a difference between intelligence and knowledge. Some people are naturally intelligent. He just chooses to read about art and try to brush up on politics. I don't give a rat's ass. But I think if you put me in a room with a MacGyver-like problem, I'll solve it before Eric.
That's my theory on why I don't know anything. I choose not to know.
Me? Yeah. If I read Reagan for 6 months and highlighted every line, I'd know more about Reagan.
But that's true, though. I mean, some people are naturally strong. I mean,
I'm naturally strong, naturally smart.
Well, I'm assuming you are naturally strong. It's not just all the steroids.
Right.
Like me. And some guys could work out forever and never be as strong just because we have that.
Right.
And I think you're right. Some people are just naturally intelligent. They pick up the book smart really easily.
I mean, there is something about genes, you know?
I mean, I have to. You're going to find this amazing, but I really have to struggle to learn things like in school because I just don't get it.
I'm not even mad.
You know what? I'm not really amazed by that.
Kamani, I won't read the whole email, but he says that Eric can't leave the show. He's the most interesting thing on it. So there you go. He does have fans.
We're not interesting?
But that's just inaccurate.
I bet you Sush would be interesting if we talked more about him.
If you like Eric, that's fine.
Talking.
Don't tell me he's the most interesting thing on the show, because the guy barely speaks.
That's insulting.
Sush, if we hired you, would you be okay about us delving into your personal life on the show?
You know how you told us your sister goes to an all-girls school.
And if you are Iraqi, we'll find out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his sister goes to an all-girls school. He, quote, loves visiting because there's lots of lesbians.
This guy loves women. He's the exact opposite of Eric. A hot girl walks by, he stops everything.
I asked him a specific question today.
He made me
Christina Acro walked by, and he just stopped talking to his staring.
He made me uncomfortable today.
Good. That's good.
It's hot.
The blood flows through your veins. I like that.
And we all know where it ends up.
Oh, see now, Gary, you were supposed to get in touch with Matt Cox about this elk stuff. No, it was going through. Anyway, Matt's saying that we still haven't got back to him about bringing an elk. I told Gary.
When is it?
Well, he was going to do it on June 26th. And the reason why I found out, we can't cook elk in a commercial. You can't cook wild game meat in a commercial kitchen,
elk,
Matt.
Why doesn't he just cook it in the parking
lot? Well, that's the thing.
You'd
have to cook it pre and then bring it in. We can't cook it in our kitchen.
Or just bring it frozen and I'll cook it myself.
Gary was
at home.
Supposed to let you know that.
What would happen
if
he did cook it in the kitchen?
It's a commercial kitchen.
But I'm just saying, is someone going to come beating down your door I smell elk?
What does it matter? Why is the rule in place?
Probably just wild game. It's not.
So people don't bring in squirrel.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
You get disease.
But, yeah.
So, stupid. It hasn't been processed right.
A possum ran across my yard in daylight the other day, right in front of me.
Did you cook it?
You think it was rabid?
Yeah.
Probably.
Not if
I've
it was
never
just
seen
running.
One in day before.
It's probably just running.
You should have shot it.
But they usually don't
have a
gun. Wild animals don't usually encounter humans like that unless there's something wrong.
That day on, if I was going
something might have uprooted it from its nest or something like that.
And is an opossum the same as a possum?
I think that they're both the same, I believe.
All right.
Yep. I'll tell you, I never missed Eric as much as I do today. We have all of these questions that we need someone who's smart.
He'd sit there and go, no, opossum.
And Matt also asked, should we read anything that Gutierrez and O'Connell are the only quarterbacks in camp? And no, you shouldn't read anything.
No, basically, it's all young guys with very little experience. There's a couple of guys who've been around for a few years in the league, but they're new to the Patriots, like Tank Williams,
Victor Hobson. No, I wouldn't read anything
into it. But there's 36 players here.
Plus you need two quarterbacks.
And I got to think the 30 of them are twos or less in terms of NFL experience.
Big.
Let's see. On the phone right now is today's lunch buyer, Ethan. Ethan, how you doing? And thank you.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing this
Great
afternoon?
Lunch, Ethan.
Much
thank
better
you
after
very
we
much.
Ate.
Do you know Eric's girlfriend?
Delaware's a small state. You should know her.
Which one of these sister schools is down there?
I'm fairly sure Bryn Mawr is just west of Philadelphia.
Well, that's where
so
we
that's
think
pretty
she goes.
Close, then. Philly's right across the bridge, right?
If you go over the bridge and then go through New Jersey. But usually if you take 95 up, you can get there pretty quick. I went to school in Philadelphia, so.
Where'd you go to school?
Drexel.
CAA team. There you go.
No one cares.
It all comes back to the CAA.
All right, what do you got, Ethan?
Besides lunch, big time lunch.
Well, you know, things are good for me, so I thought I'd spread the wealth.
Well, that's
really?
Nice.
In this economy, things are good? What do you do?
I'm an engineer. I do
I'm a thief.
Rocket design.
Rocket design?
I push crystal meth.
Yeah, that'd just be funny if you said, I'm a bookie.
Wait, you design rockets?
Yes.
For who? The Iraqis?
So you actually are a rocket scientist?
Yes, I am.
That should be our slogan. Rocket scientists, listen to us.
We have doctors, rocket scientists.
So who do you make them for?
Well, we work mostly for the Department of Defense, and NASA is who we get most of our contracts from. A lot of times we're a subcontractor to Raytheon, Lockheed Martin.
Raytheon is a partner of the New England Patriots, right, Fred? The Hall at Patriot
That's
Place?
That's right. Raytheon is sponsoring the Hall at Patriot Place.
Let me ask you something, Ethan. You ever build anything for China?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Tom's really concerned about China.
Oh, very concerned.
I want to ask you, can you just build a rocket on the weekend for me?
I could.
Like, what would it take for me to put together a rocket to shoot off at my house?
Eric's
billion
brain.
Dollars.
No. Something that just goes up, say, a couple thousand feet.
You can get them from Estes.
You'd be able to do that for $200.
Really? And what would I be using for fuel?
You can buy
your ass.
Yeah, you can buy model rockets.
No, I want something like homemade. I want something no one else has because Ethan made it for me.
Well, for that, you can mix up The chemicals you need to actually make a solid rocket fuel, because that's what I do. I do solid rockets.
Okay. How do you make it?
How do you
make
it? Well, you just, well, rocket fuel's not that hard to make. You just
no, you just need some vodka.
Andy, after a plate of wings.
Hey.
What?
Easy.
Yeah, easy.
Why are you listening to us, and more importantly, why are you buying us lunch?
Because things are good.
He just said things are good.
No, but
things
he's
good. Dude.
I don't know if you know, there's a lot of wars in the world. The rocket business is picking up.
And he's a normal, important person in the world. What are you doing listening to us?
He likes us.
Yeah, I've always been a big Patriots fan. I mean, I'm from Maine originally. I just went down to Drexel to go to school and then ended up in Delaware because, well, they gave me a job. Well, not Delaware, but the company I work for gave me a job, and so I moved to Delaware.
And he makes twice as much as we do, at least, if
I'm
not four
say
times.
More than
twice,
twice
as much.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's very conservative, young Andrew.
Give us a ballpark. How much you make, Ethan?
I'm not really comfortable talking about that on the
air. Why are people not, never coming
around? If I were to handle your taxes,
$1
would I be writing
$1 million.
But why are people, like, if I made money and you said, how much do you make? I'd say $750,000. But why, you know what I mean? Like, people are always uncomfortable about that.
So do you make more or less than Ray Ventrone?
I don't know how much he makes.
He probably makes about $300K.
Oh, I make much less than that.
Oh.
Oh, then you're nobody.
Wow. Oh, now I don't feel bad about
it. Guy designs rockets and he makes less than Ray Ventrone. Says something what's wrong with this world.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna go to bomb Iraq and our rocket's gonna go like and hit France. Meanwhile,
fizzle out like a wet firecracker.
We hit that satellite and that was moving.
That was you were involved with that?
Yeah.
I think the comment was we hit that satellite.
Well, we won the Super Bowl, and I didn't get a ring.
Rocket motor for it, and the attitude and control system for that.
Cool.
Well done.
Cool. Have you seen Iron Man yet?
Yes.
What'd you think about that?
I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, completely. It was, you know, none of the science behind it was
obviously
completely possible, but right. the movie itself is
really.
You mean you can't invent a heart in a cave?
No, you can't. You also can't make something that generates power with no fuel. But.
Right.
Let's get back to that recipe for rocket fuel.
Okay, all right. Stop.
That's it for you, Ethan. Thanks for the lunch.
Ethan, that was great. Thank you so much.
The best lunch we've had in months.
All right. That's Ethan.
I think he was going to tell me what household chemicals I could use
to
make
rocket
fuel.
I think he was, too, and that's why I kept telling you to stop.
We're going to have the FBI down here.
Craig in South Carolina was writing every word down.
Right.
I just want to play.
Eric was. We're going to get a bomb through here.
He doesn't need Ethan to tell him how to do it. He knows how on his own.
I'm a bit of a pyrotechnic.
Chris in the Bronx says, just saw PFWinProgress.com page and had to laugh. From left to right, the headshots go from Eric to Andy, so it looks like a set of those Russian dolls from smallest to largest. In terms of being a spokesman, has Andy considered fathead? It's a given.
I actually have one right above me that points down to me.
Okay.
I don't think fathead's going to make it as a business.
You don't think?
No. They cost like $200 for a stupid wall
sticker.
It's
a little expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They need to get their costs down.
And they came out hot and heavy with the advertising, so I'm guessing all the money they had is gone.
Right. Brian from Aspen, Colorado. Hey, look, this girl Eric met was only using him as a front to entertain her parents. She put on this big front with Eric to deflect their attention while she was banging the deck boy.
Very good theory. Didn't even think
Eric
that's a good theory.
Eric was playing Scrabble and doing profile etch-a-sketches while she was bouncing like a kangaroo on Sinbad the Sailor.
Profile etch-a-sketches.
Sinbad. That's a great
that's
email.
That's one of the best emails we've ever gotten.
Oh, God.
I didn't even think of that. That would make sense.
Yes.
You hang out with the gay guy, fool your parents, and then you're doing it with somebody else.
Bouncing like a kangaroo.
On Sinbad the Sailor. Joel writes in, I just noticed
Joel,
in the picture on PFWinProgress.com that Eric is standing behind Casale, and they both have huge smiles on their faces. Hey, Tom, when you had that gay dream, you didn't happen to wake up next to Eric, did you? Just kidding, Tom. I think Andy, with his big head, is more Eric's type. And what's this I hear? You guys need an editor. Does it have to be done on site? I'm a writer, and I've done some editing in the past. Have a great one. Yeah, it kind of has to be. Are we looking for an editor?
Well, we are. I don't know if you are.
We are. I haven't really gotten clearance for that, but yes, we are.
Those of us who want to go right from the bus to our car after games.
Well, that's more of a proofreader. You don't want an editor.
A copy editor is that's what it's called in a newspaper, Fred.
Well, I didn't work at the Herald.
No, but that's the problem is you just got some guy who didn't know what he was doing, and you didn't like him 12 years ago, and now you've determined we don't need an editor.
No, we need a proofreader.
We need a copy editor, someone who's going to write headlines, put the captions under the photos, and make sure that there's no F-bombs in the paper. That's what we need.
Okay.
You never know with Andy and Tom. They like to slip things
in. I've never sworn in the paper.
You've been inappropriate, however.
I did have gay escorts.
John from Lynn says, I'm saddened to hear that Eric is leaving. He brings a lot to the show.
He's not leaving.
Well, he might be.
He brings a lot to the show by being different and adding tension. Kind of like Dr. Smith on Lost in Space.
I love how these...
He was gay, too, wasn't he?
Wow.
Was he?
That was the word.
God, yeah.
I love how these things take just, like... Yeah, I'm going to talk to somebody in Vegas. Now my bags are packed. Right. It's always nice knowing you. And now Eric, I'm sad to see Eric's gone.
The best part is he doesn't even know because he hasn't been here all day.
And you know he doesn't care enough about us that he's actually upstairs listening.
The only way he hears it is if Chris Ferreira has it playing loud in his cube and it's making its way across.
Strippers is saying that Crabtree did redshirt. There was a question earlier in the...
I could swear he was a true freshman.
Strippers, glad you could pull yourself away from flirting with Lori.
This is funny.
Is it readable? Stripper. Oh. Gary says no.
Strippers put something about Melissa Stark up on his blog.
Steven,
something may have come out of Tom's mouth.
Steven in Bournemouth. I said it right this time.
Bournemouth?
Instead of Bournemouth, Bournemouth. This is in the United Kingdom. Just a quick question about Pac-Man. I'm not a fan at all and have no desire to see this guy in Patriots uniform, but I am interested to know what the rules are regarding a team's dealings with a suspended player. Is there a hard and fast regulation about this, or does the league decide on a case-by-case basis?
Both. When you're suspended, you can't be at the facility, but then they decided with Tank Johnson, they allowed him to start working out at the facility, so it's sort
of a combination. Ross Tucker said the Patriots do that all the time.
Yeah, so when you're suspended, you're not supposed to be on the premises. You're not supposed to meet with trainers on the premises, right. Do anything. But they have made some decisions in the past where they started to let guys work out.
Because the Cowboys asked for a special situation. If they were going to actually acquire the player, they needed to have an ability to work out a contract, to have him work out, keep him ready in case he were to be reinstated, which, according to some reports, could be soon.
Yes. Well, they reportedly, they met a week ago or two weeks ago, and they're going to meet again this week.
Right.
And it should come to a head this week. Tom's got to be excited.
Steve also says, I'll just add that I'm still on Tuesday's podcast. I had to switch off just as someone said, I woke up in the middle of the night scratching my butt. I'm off home shortly, so I can't wait to see how that one turns out.
Brilliant!
Well, actually, don't waste your time.
How it turns out. Deidre gave me some cream, and I put it on this morning, and it feels tremendous.
Preparation H.
I think she bought the generic kind.
Well, whatever, but it's called Preparation H. Just call it that. You call it cream.
Well, it is a cream. It's got a weird odor to it. I smelled it before I put it near my butt, not after.
Let's see. Pratt from Germantown, Maryland writes
in. Is that
in.
Hair gel?
He says, thanks for your never-ending commitment to spreading Pat's news to all of us. Anyway, I wanted to address a couple things that I found interesting, so I'll go chronologically. One, regarding BB's red hoodie that he supposedly cursed the Pats every time he wore it. My point, the Super Bowl was in Arizona in an enclosed facility. Why the heck was he wearing a hoodie in the first place? Bring out those Hawaiian shirts in your ukulele. Two, you can't get rid of the number of people who want Jason Taylor in a Pats uniform. And as you guys have always said, why would the Tuna trade him to a championship-caliber division opponent like the Pats?
That's a pretty good observation.
It is also a rumor that Taylor is contemplating retirement. But you know why? Here's my point. Not too long ago, a future Hall of Famer named Junior Seau retired, graduated from San Diego, but a week later showed up on the Pats practice field. Now, why can't Taylor do this? He can retire and cut off all obligations from the Finns, and not too long after his phone will be ringing and Belichick will be on the other end. What say you?
Seau was a free agent.
Paul, set him straight. Tell him why that can't happen.
Well, I think Andy just said it. Seau was a free agent. I think he would still belong, just like Barry Sanders was still the property
Redskins
of the Detroit Lions.
The Redskins were interested in Sanders, and they couldn't get him.
Yeah, he still belongs to the Dolphins until his contract will expire.
Well, exactly.
Or they cut him.
Right. Or yeah, if they cut, if right. they if they severed
Seau
ties.
Seau was free and clear when he retired.
Right. He retired when no one wanted him.
Right.
Who cares about that? Eric's
now,
here.
Eric,
what are you doing
I
here?
I thought you weren't coming. I thought you had a doctor's appointment.
I do, but I got the update done, so I had a second. For the record, Paul, I'm not mad at you. I wasn't mad at you today.
Were you listening today?
Well, Ferreira blasted.
Why do you listen to that moron? He can't even get the stupid podcast up there so people can download it.
No, he's listening to the show
at
full blast on his computer so I can hear everything that's going on.
He's an idiot. Don't listen to him. No offense, Chris.
But anyway, I wasn't mad at you today.
Wow, he's like really – this is what we're worried about.
What?
The serious look on your face is no,
tells
a thousand words.
You look better today.
You're pensive.
Because Tuesday you didn't look good. We thought that this was it for you.
Yeah. We think that your days are numbered here and you're going to leave us
still
high
might
and
be
dry.
The case, but, you know, I gotta...
We thought that you came back from Egypt and had this revelation that what am I doing with my life?
I did have that revelation.
I got to get out of there.
See, Fred was right.
You pulled a Fred Kirsch in my office.
Gotta
There's got to be more to life than this.
Yeah.
And you found it in Delaware, evidently. And I'm really worried about it because I got no one to do web updates.
Yeah, you
it's all about
you.
His
name's
me. Tom. It's all about you, huh?
I've done that before. I'm not going back to that hell again.
But I just couldn't help hearing with, Ferreira blasting the show. You guys, what are you?
Really concerned about you, Eric.
Apparently.
Really concerned.
And by the way, all these people who email into the show, I get the emails in my inbox.
That's what I said.
I can hear
okay.
you.
And that's what I said.
Tell all him I
stuff,
can hear him.
Don't
him I
said tell this. Eric this.
Don't tell Eric this. Don't tell hey, you know what? I can read your emails.
Well, what was the really bad one that Fred wouldn't read on the air?
It was pretty bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it like the guy who used to post on
if
the blog?
If that guy were here today, he would be dead because I would have killed him.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
You may not want to be saying things like that that come back in the court of law.
The guy's not here.
The guy shows up dead somewhere in your somewhere.
And when the judge asked me, did you hear him threaten him?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Buckwheat is dead.
He was a little violent at work at times.
Shortest guy here. What are you talking about? I'm the weakest one.
So how?
Nothing like that. No judge is ever going to believe that. He's going to look at me and he's going to be like, this kid? What are you talking about?
It's a crime of passion.
Does wear a lot of trench coats.
It's true.
Chris from the Bronx says, I've heard that Mayo looks solid, but how do Red, Crable, and Rudd look in pass coverage?
Why does Mayo look solid? I'm not saying he's not the best linebacker on the planet, but there's nothing that you saw out there that would make you say. Yeah.
Well,
you
he
can't
didn't say he saw it. He said he heard
no,
it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering who's spreading this propaganda because there's nothing out there that you could see.
I think
from any of the linebackers.
When the rookie orientation came in, people came out and said, "Oh, he looks like the real deal."
What does that mean?
He just looks good in
shorts. I love the pick.
I think he looks good when he plays.
I loved the pick the day they made it, and I love the pick today. But I
there was a note
have
in the
no
Globe
idea
today
if it's going to work
about that too. So maybe
that's why I said propaganda was a good word.
Let's see. Will Slater play anything besides special teams?
He'd be lucky to play that.
What was that position that Castle was going to play? Left behind in the coat room or something.
Left
Slater
behind.
Might play that too.
A couple comments for Fred. One, Egypt is across the Mediterranean from Madrid, so it is close. It's fairly close.
But, I mean,
yeah, but how
it's
far
not directly.
Is that? I know where
from.
It is. I can see. I
mean, are we close
I
to Mexico?
Spain,
Texas
I can see Spain
here.
From
yeah.
here, and I can see Northern Africa. You know where Egypt is, but I don't know how far that
Eric's
is.
Eric's pointing out
it's farther than
oh,
from here to Mexico.
Yeah, that's far away. That's far away.
Jesus.
That's far away. But anyway, she's
the same as an opossum.
What? Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Chris says, I have your back in terms of soap with
a
slot
question.
Because as the husband, it's my responsibility to meld the sliver to the new bar. Change the name. It sounds too much like soap with a slut and apply for a patent.
Throw it in the drain.
The name is not the problem.
What
the
are you
idea.
Melding soap together for?
And
why do you have to meld it? It's soap. It'll
and,
stick.
And
that's
Chris,
what Fred says. Chris,
as the husband, he makes it sound like he's mowing the lawn or taking the trash out.
He stands there and squeezes soap in the shower.
Honey, you didn't meld the sliver into the new soap. But Chris says he missed it. He wants to know who likes it in the can. We're not going to go there.
Go to Stripper's blog.
Blog, and it's on there.
I would just search likes it in the can and see what happens.
Let's see.
That was a reference.
Apparently, Soosh just can't stop eating.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's his last time that
Moses.
He can eat.
The kid's a machine.
He's done enough in his life.
Taz writes in, been busy at work, so I haven't had a chance to write. I'll probably get fired one day for pretty much taking all of your show off during work. My 30-minute lunch turns into a 2-hour PFW lunch.
Kind of like my trips to the gym.
Last show was interesting. I almost felt sorry for Eric, but the whole gay dream was very interesting. It's funny to hear other people's impressions of what happens at a gay bar. That was Tom.
That was Tom.
Tom believes if you're gay and you walk into a gay bar, it's easy to get laid.
Right. You just say,
I'm
here.
I don't know why it's any different than if you walk into a straight bar.
That's what I
said. Because women like to be wined and dined, and you got to put some effort into it. Men typically want sex more than women. If you sleep with a lot of guys, you're branded a slut in society, right?
Right.
If you're a guy, you're a hero.
Right.
So when you go into a gay bar, it's all men. So you don't have to worry about the, you know, society's labels on you. You can just be whatever you want. You know,
you're a slut and a hero.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. And gay.
I'm just. But plus, women can get pregnant. They got a lot of issues.
He really believes this. What's going on?
We went through this on Tuesday.
Oh, I definitely.
Eric, set him straight about how it works at gay bars.
What's it like when you walk into a establishment?
Have you ever been to a gay bar?
Plus, the other thing too, Fred, of my theory is, I think a lot of gay men, like lawyers and doctors, they're not openly out. So they're hard to find. When you go to a gay bar, I think it's more people looking to hook up.
I agree with that.
So it's tougher to, like, you're not going to find relationships because it's hard to find a lot of the,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's the first thing he's actually said that might be true.
What the hell is going on?
That makes sense because a lot of gay men are hiding their sexuality. So their one night out is they're looking for a little love.
And you should.
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, I'm going to get a letter from a lawyer.
Do you think anything will happen with Brady's contract now that Matt Ryan is apparently making more than him? I hope he will retire in New England. What do you guys think the odds of that happening?
I think he retired this spring.
I think there's a good chance that something happens on that within the next year. Let's put it that way. Before the 09 season gets underway, I think there's either an extension or some sort of reworking of that deal.
Freddie, what's this soccer that's on these TVs in here? Is this a big...
I don't know.
I thought you liked
that's
soccer.
That's the Fox Soccer Channel.
Oh, you
it's
used to
soccer.
Pretend you like soccer.
I like soccer.
Until lacrosse came to Foxborough.
Yeah.
He's
on lacrosse.
I like soccer.
You and Joey Buttafuoco.
Tomorrow he gets to wear his King Philip lacrosse shirt.
Taz says, so much shoving the silver sliver into the slot talk. Dumb invention. Who needs a 0.001% piece of soap?
I agree.
That's the problem. You don't know what to do with it.
Throw it out.
P.S.
Throw it out.
Let it go down the drain.
P.S. The football editor job sounds interesting. I've got my degree in honors English, so it's right up my alley. It would be something fun to do. We're not hiring.
We want to.
I don't know.
We'll take Eric's salary.
I was under the impression that I had, you know, at least some input. Why are my ideas all just falling on deaf ears?
Impression.
Let's see. Strippers. We talked about strippers' picture on his website about flexing his biceps. He says, I put up a few different pictures, and girls would bitch. Why did you take down the bicep pic? So I'm told that's my best picture.
What an ego.
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
I did like that I was on there for that video he made. It's got a picture of me.
There's a
Speaking
shot.
Of egos.
The two biggest egos I know.
Ethan from Delaware writes back. He says, I'll be up for training camp, so I'll put something together for you to fire off in the backyard.
Yes.
I do have a pass from the Department of Transportation for transportation of explosives. Anyway, my question was going to be, is Mayo at the mini camp this week, and how is he looking?
Depends where you read.
Evidently, like a young LT. No, he has been on the field, and he looks good. He's very athletic, moves well. I don't know what you can tell by any of that, but
yeah, can't make any hits. They're not wearing pads, so when they put the pads on, it'll be better to see what he can do.
I'm not worried about Gerard Mayo at this point. I'll tell you that.
Let's see, and Chris Simonelli, another one of our good listeners,
which equates to lunch buyer,
right? Has a question for Tom. He's wondering what you thought of Terrence Newman's comments and Roy Williams looking like a deer in the headlights at times, in addition to the article on ESPN.com over the weekend. Also, what do you think about signing Barber and Newman? I like both, by the way. What do you think?
Well, yeah, they're two of their best players, so I'm all for that. I like the comments. You know why? Because Williams has been throwing his teammates under the bus for the last 3 years. Every time a reporter comes up to him, it's not his fault. It's someone else's fault. And I've always said, you got to think the defensive backs must love that talk. You know, oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I think part of that is Newman being frustrated with comments like those, saying finally, it is him. He's the one blowing coverage.
I just don't understand how he's not cut. Apparently the coaches hate him. The players hate him. He doesn't fit in.
This is my whole theory.
So he's the me of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes. Yeah. Once he leaves the Cowboys, he's done. Because they're the ones that drafted them high. They're the ones that gave them that huge contract. So they kind of got to save face, especially Jerry Jones, and kind of stick with him. But once he goes to another team, if he plays like he plays now, he's done.
I can't believe Parcells didn't cut him after that Monday night game against Washington 2 years ago.
Parcells couldn't stand him, the word
I know,
is.
But
Parcells didn't have the power.
He was a donut away.
Yeah.
From being a linebacker.
But that's what Fred said is
those
the problem.
Two plays in the fourth
Coaches
quarter of that Washington Monday
there.
Night game were unbelievable.
And finally, Christian says, or Chris, as for Eric, what can I say? You guys are not permitted to meet the mystery international figure and are not invited to the pseudo-wedding. Eric equals pompous. He simply can't take the heat. He really doesn't seem like a bad guy, though. All right, so he's not a bad guy.
That's where you're wrong.
That's about as big a compliment as you're going to get.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will see you next Tuesday, and maybe we'll have some more news. I don't know.